Welcome to the Geek Mythology Podcast. This is episode 13. I'm your host, Tommy, and I'm joined by Tara, Lel, and Andy. Andrew.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah.
What's going
Andy.
On?
Andy G.
Yeah.
Andy G.
Not bad. Not much. Not bad.
Good start.
Off to a great start.
Of course, this is episode 13, and this episode is dedicated to all things sci-fi.
It sure is.
That episode is this episode.
That sure, yeah.
We're already getting into the inception of podcasts.
From Parks and Rec, who's like, I'm doing a news interview, and it's happening right now. Like, just to say it's the obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Very literally.
Okay.
Very fun.
Hilarious.
That was an interesting start to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is the Game Mythology Podcast, and we start with a round of power.
What happened to you just then?
I thought this was fire on me. It's alright, it wasn't.
So, Andy, what are you playing, watching, reading this week?
Me. Starting with me. Okay. Playing, watching, reading. Playing. I've been playing a lot of Fallout New Vegas this week.
Fuck yeah.
Just because it's awesome and...
It's amazing. It's the best game ever.
Well, not the best game. Fallout 3 would be the best game ever.
It's true.
New Vegas is second best.
I just want Fallout 4.
Yeah, Fallout 4 is going to be awesome. I've been watching a lot of my regular shows. But specifically yesterday, I watched 13 hours. I watched 13 hours of Breaking Bad in about 11 hours. I hadn't finished the last season, and then I went to see what's his name?
Vince Gilligan.
Vince Gilligan last night.
Everyone knows but you.
Yeah,
that guy. I went to see
Vince Gilligan, the creator of Breaking Bad. I went to see him last night, talk live in Sydney, and so I had to finish the last season. Even though the interviewer was like, "No spoilers, but can you tell us how you got to the end of the?" It's like, "Well, we've all seen it.
You
Come
have
on.
To expect spoilers
yeah,
at that point
right.
in your life.
That's right." So yeah, I did that. I watched 13 episodes in 11 hours and it was pretty
it's almost as good as Natalie.
Spectacular with her Parks and Rec, wasn't it?
Did she do it to Breaking Bad as
Parks
well?
Bad
at Breaking
Bad.
Like, yeah. It's five seasons in four
five
days.
Five seasons in 4 days or something like that.
Yeah.
I did six seasons in 3 days.
Yeah, that was
pretty. Holy shit.
Six seasons
what?
In a movie.
How is that even
Parks
doable?
Yeah.
Well, they're only 30 minutes though, right?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
20
shows.
Minutes each.
Phew.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it by watching it on 1.5 speed. So, yeah.
Is this a good strategy for getting through
work,
things?
So, yeah. I watched the first two episodes and I'm like, I've got 11 episodes and 9 hours until I have to... And I have to, like, get ready. And if you factor in getting food, going to the toilet, I would have had, like, 10 hours. So I watched it on 1.5 speed, slowed it down for the finale, back to normal. And, yeah, it was really good.
1.5 just feels like they just... A little bit hyped. They've
yeah.
just had a little bit of cocaine
Sometimes
and then
I
gone
to go
it.
Back to normal when Marie was talking because mm-hmm. she talks very fast.
Yeah.
Oh God,
especially
yeah.
conversations between Marie and Skylar.
Yeah.
Very fast. They talk like this. So
I tend
I
to stop it
I
during.
To take it back down. Otherwise, it just sounds like this and it's really annoying and you can't remember they want
I like to slow it down during like the intense scenes because I feel like I need to give that
yeah,
my
yeah.
full attention.
Oh, yeah, no.
So
yeah,
you stop it during the attention. Mm. That's
I just watched it normally.
Yeah.
So
I didn't watch Breaking Bad like
story.
That. A lot of movies.
Yeah.
And reading. Oh, I started reading. I made a post about this on my personal page, but not the
your personal fan page, Andy G.
My personal fan page, sure. Is that out there?
Nope.
No. This is
Facebook.com/AndrewG.
Yeah.
It's Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, I started
Andrew G.
listening to the audiobooks of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Which
oh, yeah,
is read by Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
He read the first one, and then in the other four books in the trilogy, that's what they call it, the five book trilogy. It's read by fucking
that guy.
Bilbo Baggins.
Oh yeah, that guy. Bilbo
Martin
Baggins.
Freeman?
Martin Freeman, thank you.
I know
yes.
what's up.
Excellent.
I don't know why I'm blanking on names. Anyway,
yeah you
Martin Freeman read the other four, so
there's
I'm really looking forward to that.
There's a really cool audiobook thing that I have. Actually, I have it on CD. It's how long back it goes.
Nice.
But it's like the A to Z's of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and it's like a different letter for each song, or each like segment of this talking, and they basically just talk shit. It's really funny.
Cool.
And it has something to do with the universe. I haven't, like, it's been years, but
yeah,
I will, I'll lend it to you.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just really think the, sorry.
My turn.
Yeah,
Andy. Cut off.
Huh. Get out of here.
I've been playing Assassin's Creed 2, just because it's fun. What else did I play this week?
I don't know.
Well, did I tell you all the time what I've been doing?
Well, you finished Bioshock again.
Yeah,
and I went. You got 100%.
Yeah, I went and did that. Oh no, I did. Couldn't do it on hard because it was too hard. So I just didn't do that. But I got
was it frustrating hard enemies.
Enemy hard.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah, I just was like, it's gonna take me hours and hours to like slog through this. And there was one achievement where you have to do it on Survivor and not use a biter chamber. And I was like, fuck that. So after you do everything, you have to save it. And I was like, nah, that's gonna take me weeks. So I just collected all the stuff. I watched Orphan Black up to recent episodes. I watched all of Parks and Recreation because I hadn't seen it before. I watched on the most current episode of The 100 at the moment. I've downloaded
that was intense. That was an intense episode.
The one with the mother yesterday.
The mother.
Don't spoil it. I'm watching it right now.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
Paused. It's paused.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll leave that till next week.
And then, what did I do? I did something else. Oh, and I downloaded the episodes of Helix that I haven't watched yet, the last couple of season one. And movies. I haven't been watching movies because I'm too absorbed with TV at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Tara?
Yes. That's a good question. What have I been doing this week? I never know. I'm playing. I play a little bit more Octodad when I realized that I'd missed two achievements because I wasn't paying attention. Now I'm really depressed. I'm going to have to play it again. But luckily it's like only like a 2-hour game. So I'll have to play that again to get 100% of the achievements. I'm not finished yet because when I realized I needed to go back, I was like, I'll just start again. I played a little bit of Final Fantasy A Realm Reborn today in a group, which was fun. Four of us took down this giant monster, Leviathan-y thing, which was badass. That's all I've been playing. Watching all of the normal things, Arrow, Marvel.
Oh my god, Arrow.
You watched it? Oh, yeah, you've told me.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, I
forgot about
this.
Because
yeah.
I sent a message as I was watching it. Mid-episode, I paused to message Andrew, and I was like, I actually just yelled at my computer, kiss her. Like, I was like, kiss her! Because it was Arrow
yeah.
and Felicity.
Oh my god, yeah.
And I shipped them so hard. I shipped them so hard.
They were so close together.
I know.
And he was like glancing from her eyes.
I know.
Lips.
I know, the chemistry,
I was like,
man.
Why don't you just kiss her?
The
Your
chemistry.
Character wants to.
I yelled at my screen.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Game of Thrones. I watched that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking about kissing and I was like, that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that scene was
yeah.
intense too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Anyway, yes, I yelled. And I also yelled again. I was like, oh shit, something later when the chick came in and I was
yeah,
like, oh
yeah.
man, shit's gonna go down. It was good.
How many episodes are left?
Oh, she's fucked
one
everything
more.
Up though.
I know.
No, there's two more, one
oh, really?
Leading up to the season finale.
Okay. So that wasn't even penultimate episode.
No.
So yes, so I'm watching that. I'm watching Marvel. Marvel
like,
is still
stay
great.
Stay here, we need to keep you safe.
Hey, stop giving away spoilers. Yeah, face away.
Is anyone else watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because that got
yes.
intense.
Yes, oh my god.
I know, right?
Yes.
That's
he's immediately
oh,
back.
That twist, no
that,
one
yeah,
saw that
no,
coming.
Yeah.
And now it's developing, it's
that
great.
That was fantastic.
But I don't like them.
And Maria Hill was
I don't like those two the two characters together anyway, though, so I'm kind of glad
yeah.
that's
yeah,
gonna,
glad.
Something's going to go away
yeah.
there. I have a massive girl crush on that chick. What's her name? The
Simmons?
Actress? No.
Oh, the
main chick.
Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know her real name.
She's in a.
She
used to be
cute.
In a Korean pop star.
A Korean pop star, really?
She's Korean and she had pop songs.
She's Excellent. Korean?
Or Vietnamese or something, but she
Maybe.
Was like, she did K-pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what else am I watching? Tomorrow People, up to date on that. That's getting a bit weird.
Yeah, I haven't watched the last two episodes.
Nashville.
I'm behind on that.
Nashville's doing all right. All those shows we just saw Bad Neighbors. I was gonna say Bad Parents. I was like, that's not right. Me and Toby just saw Bad Neighbors at movies. That's all of the movies. Oh, did I say that I'd watched Vampire Academy? Have we covered this?
You read it.
I read them all, and then
yeah.
I saw the movie the other day.
Was
and
it
was
good?
Really bad, but I loved how bad it was. But I'm depressed that they're not gonna make any more because I actually genuinely wanted to see those be made well. So that was sad. Yes. Then reading. I'm not reading anything right now, but I'm gonna start because we have on our next book club Scott Lynch, who wrote The Legends of something. I'm gonna
That's
read it
Geek
to you.
Geek Bomb's book club.
Yeah, Geek Bomb book club. Our next author is Scott Lynch, and he wrote The Lies of Locke Lamora. So I'm gonna read that. That's my next venture into
cool.
the reading sphere. That's it. Toby, go.
Cool. Okay. So I'll start with playing first. I finished Trials Fusion last night.
Cool.
Which
yeah.
is a big thing.
Was
so
it
can. Yeah. I was talking, there was one level that was, that I had like over 100 faults on, and everything else was kind of around 20, 30 in the last part, but there's like one thing that unlocks after you finish the game, which is an extreme difficulty, and I don't want to try it, because it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
What else? Sly Trilogy, played through that, All of it. Done. Amazing. I can't believe I missed out on these games. But they're a perfect fit on Vita. And the last one that was more interesting is probably Daylight, which is a game I've been really excited for like the last year. And I've been talking the crap out of that game.
Yep.
And it was kind of disappointing.
Why?
Was it not scary? Not really.
This is the one where everyone fucks up your game, right?
Yeah, and it's also...
Explain what Daylight is, because I don't think I'm...
Okay, so...
We played it at Thingo.
No.
Didn't we play it at the Black Beta Awards?
Nope. That's not Daylight, that's Dying Light.
Dying Light, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Daylight's different.
Daylight's this procedurally generated game by Atlus that's basically a horror game. You can't defend yourself. Or we kind of can, actually. You wake up in this, like, asylum kind of thing, and you've got, like, a phone, and it's got, like, a map.
Oh, shit, I've watched PewDiePie play this, and it's the maze-looking shit, and you've got the, what's it called?
The glow sticks.
You got glow sticks and flares. And
you've got to, like, get a sigil. And...
Sigil, that's what it's called. Yeah, I've watched playthroughs of that. Mm.
Okay, so the first time I played through this game, because it's procedurally generated, I can understand what happened, but I couldn't get the six remnants. So you got to get to the next area, you got to get six remnants and then get a sigil and then go to the area that you go through. They only generated five.
Oh, really?
And I was like,
that's a big oversight.
I was talking to Aegis about it. I was like, dude, I can't find one. And I ran through everywhere. There's even no scares. There was no jump scares at all in that whole thing. So I restarted after about an hour of playing the game. Very disappointed. And then I found 10 in the next thing.
Right.
And I got through an area and it was fine. I mean, the jump scares were there, kind of. There was one when I died in the end. Like, you respawn, but I wanted to go through without dying. So I'm just going to start again when I play the game again. But it was nice and atmospheric, but it's too far... what's the word? Too far away from each other, so you get like a scare there, and maybe like a scare there, like later on, or you'll get them too close together, so it just sort of like dies out.
Okay, so the randomly generated obviously doesn't work very well.
Yeah, and you can also hear when the ghosts come too, because they make this like really distinct noise and just run away. It's really easy.
Cool. That's frustrating because the idea behind it was really cool.
Yeah,
but
it's nowhere near as good as Outlast. So what else? I watched all of Gantz, that's done.
There's only two seasons.
Two seasons, which I, it's that's still not even all
an
of Gantz.
If there's only two seasons, it's not an anime.
but there was no fillers, which is the main thing. That's why I watched it, and it was enjoyable. I
feel
like
if it's the manga, then you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like the ending was good. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel depressed when it was over because there's only 26 episodes, like you said. And now I'm watching this series called When They Cry, which is really different to what Gantz is. When They Cry is more about like this town and like the crazy shit that goes on down there, and it's. I was talking to Ed about it, and he's like, you can't care for characters because the story changes every four episodes,
right?
But like in different perspectives of like who's the murderer and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of feel like if he told me that after I'd seen the end of the fourth episode, which is when the shit goes down, I would have been like, what happens next? But I knew that everything changed.
Yeah.
And so I watched the first season of that, and I've got season two to go. Cool. It's interesting. It's not very gory. It's kind of more like intellectual.
We got to head on for like an anime special.
I can see his face lighting up hearing this right now.
Oh my god, he would just have this catalog of knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, I tell him everything. He's like, oh, I've seen that show.
Yeah.
I didn't really know he was that into anime. Actually,
he is. He's pretty intense.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's an interesting show. I've kind of given me a couple of shows to watch afterwards, like Ghost Hunt and things like that. So, I'm keen.
Yeah,
I remembered something. I tried to play The Last of Us, because you know how I didn't finish it?
You tried to play it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now I remember why I didn't finish it. It's because I can't finish it.
Why?
Because it glitches so hard every 30 seconds. I have to turn the PlayStation off and then turn it back on again.
Why does it glitch? What happens?
Like,
I'm a Last of Us glitch spurt.
Cutscenes don't work. And
that happened on my copy. Yeah, on my copy as well.
There'll be, like... Remember the first time you meet the bad guys in the warehouse district and you walk in with Tess?
Yeah.
And there's three guys and she shoots the guy in the head, that you have your first gunfight?
Yeah.
So when the first time I walked into that area, there was no guys in there. So I walked to the end and you can't get out. And my girl was like gliding next to me. And then I remember why I stopped the first time. I was in the university and you know like how you have to like...
Wow, that's like halfway through the game too.
I was getting on my horse and like say this is going to be hard to describe over the radio thingy, but like
this is why we need video podcast.
Like up and then stand on top of my horse and I'd like move like that, and then like to jump I'd just be like and like I wouldn't have any movement, I'd just be like a figure,
like the figure just
like
moves.
It looks like
yeah.
like
yeah.
a 2D like a popsicle figure, like
that's
a
horrible.
Looks like. So that's what my glitches are.
So obviously you're using the disc version.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never had any glitch problems because I got
bad.
A digital.
I had a glitch, but my sister when she was playing had heaps of glitches with it, like not wanting to save and then like things not opening and stuff.
Yeah,
not wanting to save,
glitches,
okay, that was
so
the first thing I had.
I'm going to bring my disc copy over and we'll
see
if that works.
Yes.
What PS3 model do you have?
It's the first one.
Mm.
Okay, so that
maybe
might
be
the problem
then.
Yeah.
That would definitely
be
the problem.
Yeah.
I remember they said that it has a really hard time sort of reading that game.
Yeah, because every
demanding.
Time I picked up a collectible item, because that's why I wanted to start again, not just start from the university. I want to start again so I could collect everything.
Yeah, that's right.
But
amazing.
Every time I collected something, I'd go to put it in my bag and I'd go to open it to look at it, and it would just be him reaching into his backpack and it would just load and load and load. And then finally when I got up, people would start gliding everywhere. And I was like, fuck, so I have to keep turning off. I did it like for about an hour and a half and I was like, fuck it, I'll just play Assassin's Creed again.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I didn't play finished Thingamabob. Now I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So like the only problem I had with the game was when it first launched, their online servers weren't working. So it tried to autosave, but it got stuck on a loop, couldn't save at all. And I went through like 3 hours of content
and
had to start again.
Yeah.
Because of that. But they fixed it within like the first 4 days. So I was okay, but I mean, it sucks when you can't play a game that, like, it's my favorite game. I couldn't play that game that was amazing because it wouldn't save.
Well,
and I had
like
to check
South
every
Park.
Couple seconds.
Like, I can't play South Park because of
your
the,
thing is still glitched, isn't it?
The sensitivity
on the joysticks when I'm doing the last abortion doesn't work. So she keeps bleeding out. I can't get past it. I tried for like 4 or 5 hours and I was like, fuck
shit.
This.
Games.
Yeah.
So,
abortion games.
Get this. I've targeted my first thing I'm going to read.
Oh, yeah?
And it's the book over there.
Oh, book.
It's the Sir Alex Ferguson autobiography book.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a riveting book.
It is because I'm a big soccer person. Oh, guess what else I was playing this week?
What
FIFA.
Else?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We almost made it through without it.
I just remembered. Okay.
Yeah, because you talked about soccer.
So,
can I add, are you finished with your playing yet? Are you done with it?
Yeah. I've got something to say after
minutes.
This. I
okay.
want to pose like a question.
All right,
after
I
want
to really quickly say something else that I watched because I forgot. I watched all 6 episodes of Drive. I got
them. Yeah. This is an update of the story.
Oh, I've got them in a Dropbox. I'll give them.
So did the series finish?
No. It was like they tried a little bit to sort of show you that there was not going to be any more, but I can put it on that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it took so long to download. Anyway, it was like not the worst thing that I ever watched in my life. I think it should have had more than 6 episodes.
Mm.
Emma Stone was really good in it. Nathan Fillion was really good in it. He's basically Captain Mal, except he drives a car instead of a ship.
Awesome.
It's great. And and Emma Stone is really young. It was like, damn, I'm really disappointed. I wanted more than 6 episodes. There's a rumor somewhere on the internet there's actually a 7th episode, but no one's seen it.
Ooh, the lost 7th episode.
I'm
going to
look
for it. Like buried treasure.
I'm going to like go and befriend Fox somehow and get a copy.
I'd befriend Fox just a punch in the face.
Yeah, I would.
I'd
be like, I'll go to Fox and I'll be like, hey Fox, how's it going? Can I have episode 7? And then I'll be like, die!
Okay.
This is a Firefly.
You killed this in
Firefly.
Yeah.
So,
and almost human, but we'll get to that.
No,
during,
no one cares about almost human, not compared to Firefly.
Almost human.
So during this week, this is going to sound slightly cynical. During this week, I was at the dentist's, and no one likes going to the dentist's. And I literally had to remember this story for like a couple of days so we could record this. When I went in, I had to have fillings, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves fillings.
Yeah.
Like you like going to the dentist.
I love
like,
fillings.
Yeah, I love fillings too.
Okay.
Fillings of happiness, fillings of sadness.
No.
Andy's pun bell is back again. Ding, 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 ding. It should be like a really sad bell. It'd be like ding, ding.
Ding,
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 ding.
Yeah.
We really need a soundboard. One day
we're
going to invest
we'll
in a soundboard.
One.
Yeah. So I was there. I was having my fillings done.
Yeah.
Feelings of happiness.
You were having your feelings.
Did your feelings hurt?
Not really.
That was good. That was a better one than any of Andy's.
And there was this, like a noob, like
what
a trainee.
What time did you
person.
Go?
2:30.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding. 2:30.
I actually went at 2:30.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That would have been brilliant if he had answered it. 2:30.
All right. So there was this new person there, obviously like a trainee and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this sort of fits in with the sci-fi theme. I was I was getting stuff done, and she was like really fucking shit up. She shone the light in my eyes a couple times, and like I was kind of, when this kind of things happen, and I'm like, can't really do anything about it. I sort of commentate stuff in my mm-hmm. in my brain, like.
Yeah, of course.
When she shined the light in my eyes, like, can you move that out of the way? And then the doctor, the thing, moved it out of the way. I was like, thank you, like, in my mind. And I thought it'd be a really interesting question to say, how fucked up would the world would be if people could, like, hear other people's thoughts?
Yeah, that would be pretty...
That would be horrific.
Like, it would be a very honest
world.
Like, you would... I don't think friendships would...
Happen.
Like, happen.
They'd have to.
Or exist. No, it would just be like...
You just have to be understanding.
Almost like collaboration.
You would be way more understanding, though.
Yeah.
You'd maybe have to... You'd build resilience to it as well, to people saying bad things or thinking bad things about you.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be part of life.
Started, yeah, if it started from the beginning of existence, I think there would be less judgment, judgmentality. That doesn't make
sense.
I don't
know if there would...
Less judgment in the world. I mean, we naturally, as humans, judge everything we look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to. But I think there would be less like, oh, look at her, look at what she's wearing, because you wouldn't want that projected. But if we chose not to do that from the beginning of the human race, no one would do it at our generation.
But I don't know if it would ever go away. I think it'd just be normal. Like, because I think you're right. Everyone judges and everyone's always going to judge. And I think it just becomes a normal thing.
Yeah.
You just you judge each other.
Yeah.
But because
because
you've always judged each other, it would be like, it wouldn't matter anymore. Mm. You'd just be honest with people.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It would be, if it happened, as in it happened right now and everybody started being able to hear everyone's thoughts.
That would be fucked.
Would be
the
fucked
world
up.
Would be
would...
so screwed.
Everything would become like...
Just imagine like a meeting at the UN. Something like that, and they're just like having a conversation, and you just hear like people saying like, "This guy's a faggot. This guy's gonna blow up the world."
Oh my god, so many racist things would be just coming from everyone.
Could you imagine elections
all around the world?
Like,
yeah,
no one would
like
be able to lie.
Doing his speech thing, and then you could hear everything.
He's like, ah, these
these stupid American Australian fools. I don't know why I said American.
Why are we American now?
I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I was thinking about the UN, and I was thinking about the US representative being, like, really racist.
Imagine going on
really
first date.
I don't know.
Oh, that judgment. Or, like, hearing people around you.
It's like,
what if you're, like, a really, like, outsider?
Like, oh, this guy kind of looks fucked.
Or, like going
who
to,
is
like,
this guy?
Yeah.
I hope he's not my date.
I'm going to kill my friend. I'm going to kill Ashley.
Oh, yeah,
she
but
said he was
it would
cute.
Help for things like
there
that. There'd
be
no...
Serial killers, right?
No one would
like
ever
that.
Get murdered.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be able to get away with
you
it.
You could hear them
oh, no, but you'd hear them, but then...
Ooh, I'm going to kill her. What?
Yeah, I didn't... People would learn to, like, shut off. So like if
then
that would
be crazy.
But like you can some, like I don't know.
Suppress
how to do
your
it,
thoughts.
But my boyfriend Andy's like, just don't think about anything when I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm like, I can't. I'm thinking about things. He's like, just don't think.
I know
about
I'm
anything.
So bad
like,
at that.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
how do
you breathing? I'm thinking about my breathing.
Yeah.
I hate when you think about stuff like that. Like how to breathe.
And then you can't breathe properly. And you're like,
the worst.
That always happens to me with spelling. Like I think I've got the spelling wrong, so I double check it. But then I've said it so many times as I'm trying to spell
wrong.
That it sounds wrong. Yeah.
It looks really wrong by that point. You're like,
so
what are these
like
letters?
Clever. Is this how I speak?
And then
I
like you freak
know.
Out because you yeah like you it's like a word that's so common,
it's so
but you just like
easy.
This is spelled
this
wrong.
Just,
surely
it looks wrong.
Oh,
looks
I did
wrong.
That with a word today. What was it? Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Failure. Of course.
Failure. Oh my god.
I spelled
yeah.
it F-A-I-L-E-R, and I was like, why doesn't that fail you? And I was
failure.
Like, what, that looks wrong, but it's not. And then, I was like, oh, there's a U in there, I'm a fucking retard. But, yeah, like 20 minutes, I was looking at it, I'm like, spellcheck's not picking that up, but that looks weird, so, yeah.
There's a thing, failure.
Yeah.
We,
someone who fails.
Yeah.
We, as people who write in the English language or probably anything with Microsoft Word, depend too much on...
Oh, we definitely
spell check now.
And also maps, Google Maps, and technology
anything,
in general.
I just
like
blast through the writing, and then I just go spell check and just go agree, and then I just agree on everything, and then just read through and see if that's how I write essays.
That's not a good way to do
out.
It.
And then, yeah,
I had a really awkward thing with the presentation that I was doing the other day. I did it on Prezi, which is like this online thing, but for some reason every second word was getting fake spell checks, like going like, this is the wrong word. I'm like, am I even writing in English? Why is every word coming up as wrong? It was right, everything was set right, it just flagged every second word.
Dictionary.
But
like when I'm doing fan fiction,
it flagged
and
every second word though.
Stuff that I've made up.
Yeah. Mine were like, they were normal words. I was spelling it right. Made me really paranoid though. For ages, I was like,
maybe you were set to another language.
No, I checked. I checked everything.
My brain's broken.
Yeah, I was like, am I spelling this wrong?
Am I just seeing little red squigglies? Like, what is.
Eventually, I was just like, there were squiggles all over my presentation. When I pressed present, it was fine. But, like, yeah. I was like, that's not wrong. What are you doing, Prezi?
Let's move on to the game.
Okay.
Andy G.
Oh shit, I haven't thought about this at all.
The game this week, we're doing, our topic is sci-fi. So we're going to make up something that we want to see in the future.
So if we want to invent,
we're each inventing some sort of technology.
Yep, and it has to make us money.
That will make us money in the future. And whoever we think would make the most money will win.
Okay, I'm going to go first. First of all, this is kind of the thing that's been growing. Obviously, but it is a huge thing as well. I would love to see, and this will probably happen in the future anyway, the full curing of cancer.
Yeah.
Via, like, whether it's like a shot, like we have with like diseases and whatever else, like chickenpox and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's that or it's something that they can just fix, like in surgery.
But then what happened on I Am Legend? Like.
True. But this is science fiction. We don't have to worry about Iron Man. There's no Will Smith. Okay.
He's
going to be
gone
in 50 years. I'm sorry
to
say.
What do you
mean
gone in 50 years? He's not that old.
He is.
No, he's 40 something.
He'd be pretty old.
And in
50
years, he'd be like 90 something.
Yeah, he can still be around. He's the fresh prince. He's keeping it fresh. Plus in 50 years, they'll probably cryogenically freeze him until they can make him younger again.
That's a fair point.
And then he can do French Prince too.
Yeah,
even
for the mass generation.
Max freshness.
Anyway, that's my answer. Cure cancer.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Well, now
wait. So we're talking. You have to make money from this. Can you really charge?
Can you really charge?
Okay. Pharmaceutical companies make millions.
Okay,
come
so
on.
If
how
I
many people
this,
have not enough people have cancer like to make a lot of money?
One in four people contract cancer in Australia.
One in two people know someone with cancer. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird statistic to be with one in four. All right, I see how it works. Okay,
I remember when they told us that in school, and my mouth was like, oh.
Yeah.
But it's true.
But yeah.
Mine's like that, though.
You can make a lot of money if you discovered that. I mean,
you could.
I know.
I feel like you should probably. Well, yeah,
like
actually. Like four or five of my family members about it. So I see what you're saying,
it's the
but
worst.
Surely you could, if you can cure cancer, can't you cure every disease and then just make a lot of money off that?
Mm.
Like, that would have been the way. That would have been how I would have gone.
Like in Elysium, how they have that thing that can cure anything.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Mm.
But, you know.
You can invent that.
Yeah, I'll invent that instead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too late, buddy.
Anyway,
you already
invented
the cure for cancer.
I'm still sticking with cancer anyway.
Cancer,
I feel like that's
every other disease is running rampant, but cancer.
Like measles has taken over.
Yeah, measles
is
like really deadly now. Everyone's screwed.
All right.
Okay. So mine's clean, sustainable energy that can be used.
That's
good.
Are
you guys going like altruistic?
No, shush. Space
that would totally make,
because they don't have enough. Like, you can't have enough fuel volume in a thing.
I feel like,
for, like, long,
but you have to, like, I feel like we need to justify how you make these, how you make
how
them.
You
no,
money
this is science fiction.
How you make them.
Because mine is like, maybe we just didn't,
them.
we didn't figure, flesh
like
this game out.
Science fiction.
Yeah,
you said
I know.
We go crazy.
No,
alien
I agree.
Technology.
You literally said multiple
I
times to go crazy.
I absolutely agree.
This
it's just like, I feel like you need to, like, say how you would, how the cure works, or like.
How the
how,
cure works? It cures
how,
cancer.
What sort of
did
energy do you reckon
energy?
It'll be?
Is it nuclear?
I mean, dude, it can come from a fucking alien
or like,
rock, whatever.
Or like arc reactor, like
you go
head,
to.
I just want a reason.
You go to Cybertron.
Smashed into the earth, and we found this really
metal
cool shit.
And it was
yeah.
the spark.
And,
it was the spark from Transformers.
Yeah, it was
the
spark.
Oh, the Green Lantern, greeny shit.
And
the green powering.
Yeah, and every couple of years, the spark lands because Cybertron's been blown up.
Cool.
That's
okay.
good.
I justified
yep.
your
There's
answer.
No way. There's no way that anything can be
about,
what, make you more money than that.
What about siphoning energy off parallel dimensions?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Black
so
holes.
we're like taking energy from other dimensions. It's probably killing the people in those dimensions.
That's
but
why
we
would
don't
you
know.
Do that?
Well, we don't know. We're just siphoning energy from the universe as we see it, like dark matter or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's actually energy from another dimension that we're destroying. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
But that's not...
No, it's not
mine,
your thing.
Mine.
No.
No. What's yours?
Yeah, what's yours, big man?
Mine is something that I think is actually going to happen. I would like to, yeah, my invention would be like a social network, but communicating through each other's brains, almost telepathically, but it's like we can connect to the internet in our brain.
So it's nearly listening to our thoughts.
Almost, but it's you can control it in your head. So
did you
have,
watch that South Park episode where Cartman gets the thing with Alec Baldwin?
No, I haven't seen that yet. She told me about it, but I have not watched it. And I really want to watch it. But no, a couple of years ago, scientists discovered how to turn electrical energy that we use in, you know, most technology to convert it to body electrical signals in the brain. So very quickly, I think we're going to see some sort of device chip in the brain that can connect, make the brain basically a computer that can connect to the internet. So it'll be like a social media site that can connect to the brain. But I would also like to see, sorry, Toby.
Yeah, I will cut you with that.
I would also like to see like movies and music that can be uploaded into your brain and you watch them almost like memories or dreams. Yeah.
Information in general, dude.
Yeah, information, and also recording dreams. So you wake up in the morning and you can play back your dreams.
That would be really cool. I'd be genuinely interested.
So it's like basically the technology is brain computers.
Do you know the statistically dreams only last for 3 seconds?
Yeah.
So there'd be a lot of 3 second clips.
It would record something, but
and then it'd build on
it. We see it, right, as a long running thing. We see it in like,
yeah, I don't know how that really works.
Yeah,
I don't really
so
get it.
We would see that it would record the 3 seconds, but it would break it down,
build it into an actual thing.
So Andy, with this brain computers thing, that could have such an impact on terrorism. What if someone was able to hack into that brain computer
and control you,
and not control you, but they could kill anyone? What if there was like implanted in like what if this was implanted in like democracy, like into like the governments, and people were just like this anti-terrorist hacker groups, just like dead.
Sorry,
the short film you did, and she died at the end.
In It's Time.
So there's a lot of
nobody look it up because it's nowhere.
It is. It's on Vimeo.
Isn't it on YouTube?
Vimeo. Oh, it's on Vimeo. Vimeo. Yeah, It's Time.
I saw a link from it from Karina Banos.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I did go on Karina's page the other day and go, I should watch this because it's linked there.
So, yeah.
Obviously, positives and negatives to that.
There are, but there will be positives and negatives to a lot everything. Of things. People would black market your cure for cancer and stuff like that. People would do some bad things with the energy that you create.
That would become
so
Megatron.
That is in any anything.
With like deep space exploration.
But it would make a lot of money. Brain computers would make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like
everyone would want one. Everyone would have
it'd be the next.
You would. It would be.
I assume Apple and Google are going
to
join.
I mean, it's very similar. It's similar to Google Glass in terms of like it's with you all the time.
But you wouldn't necessarily see it on your eyeballs. It's just in your thoughts.
They are releasing
in your imagination.
Google Glass is releasing to a select few of the public.
They're $1,500 each.
Yeah, this month or next month, something
next
very
month,
soon. Yeah.
But they're in consumers' hands at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, you could like sign up and you got it. Like if you won, you got
the chance to buy
glasses, but you have to still purchase it for $1,500 for the opportunity to wear it and test it out and stuff.
Yeah, you're better off waiting for the proper one anyway.
Yeah.
Same with like Oculus.
I'm
with
totally
people
gonna get
buying
some,
like developers.
As soon as they come out, they're like, oh, I've
everyone will have them now when
they
release.
Then I'll be like looking at you like this, and then I'll be like.
Are you listening? I'm looking
that was
at
excellent.
You,
that was really excellent.
I'm watching YouTube right now. It's gonna be so awesome.
You're having a conversation and you go,
you're like watching like a TV show or something in the background.
Yeah, there's a cat. He tried to jump onto a counter and didn't make it.
What about like you're in a lecture or something and you're like fake writing notes and you're just watching a movie? They can't see that.
You can do that anyway on a laptop.
Yeah,
my
wouldn't
God,
be more...
I just thought of the porn ramification on my brain computer.
Imagine if you're like on a date, you'd be like, Google Glasses, record. Like, I know. Like, take a photo with your friends and then you can like,
the creepy whispers. It was like in the quiet carriages and stuff with trains, all you hear was like,
what's happening? Everyone whispering to themselves.
Yeah.
Like crazy people.
Even more creepy.
It's gonna be amazing. I'm so excited.
Tara, what's yours?
Mine, now I feel like mine is really gimmicky compared to what everyone else had. And I kind of want to just go with like warp speed or something, which would be
cool.
More useful. But my original idea was, I want like in Star Trek how they had the holorooms.
Mm-hmm.
So like in your own house.
Our beds.
Make, yeah, like a master crematorium. Yeah. So you could take holidays. It, you know, you stand in a room and it takes you to a different place. But I also thought that it would be really good for training people for things. Yeah. Like,
so the Matrix, use them, the training programs in the Matrix.
Very similar, but...
Yeah. But you're not uploading.
You can't upload it, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like...
There's a movie that does something similar like
that.
There
are lots of them. There are. It's very similar to virtual reality. I just want to see virtual reality move to a point where it has a lot of uses. Like, yeah, training you how to be a doctor and, you know, virtual classrooms.
Yeah, like virtual, I would love a virtual reality, like, immersive, like... All your senses, you're in the game.
The suit, yeah.
In
that's
a game,
like that. That's like
that's a, that suit RPG that they've already released.
The book called Ready Player One, which I've talked about before.
Yep.
How he is, he's in a suit that you feel everything, and and virtual reality goggles, and he gets put into a game.
Like if you get shot in the game, do you feel like a zap or something? Or
yeah,
the pain.
They thing? Have a pain thing in it.
I prefer just my consciousness kind of to go into the game.
But
like you lay down on your bed, you put a helmet on. It takes you into this world through your brain. Like
that helmet would be uncomfortable.
Well, with my brain computer, those days of laying on your bed with an uncomfortable helmet on your head are over.
Mine, I don't think mine would be the consciousness one. It'd be physically you in a room, because I like the idea of you being able to train your body for certain things.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to do that if you were just uploaded or, you know, your consciousness was in something.
Imagine them like... porn ramifications of that, though.
Of course, but there's porn ramifications in nearly everyone's ideas.
That's very true.
As soon as the internet released,
that's became one with itself.
There's nothing wrong with nothing wrong with porn. It's never going to go away. It's fine.
Nope.
There's know what? There's always going to be a place.
As
people
long as
there's
an industry for it, and as long as there's an audience for it, then it's always
go
gonna
for
be.
It. The do what makes you happy.
Cancer cure industry.
Yeah.
They combine together.
They sell their bodies for their cancer.
Okay. Let's move on to Hermes Headlines, which is news about TV, movies, and gaming. Now, you know what? You really want to talk about Almost Human getting cancelled, but we didn't even tick it.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
So, Almost Human got cancelled by Fox after one season.
Yeah.
And this is obviously in
give it a
TV.
Chance, Fox.
Wait, the American one? What? I thought that had more than one season. I thought that had been going for ages.
No, it only had one season.
One season.
I don't think the British one only had a few as well, right?
Mm.
Yeah, but British people know when to stop.
Yeah,
it's
not
so true. But it got cancelled, and the British one got cancelled as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in TV.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing announced this week: Xbox Originals, which is Xbox One's basically like their. It's not even a competition. It doesn't have competition with Sony because Sony make their own stuff anyway. But it's basically Xbox One's exclusive movies that they're making for the system. And I obviously think it will be released everywhere else. But
so it's very similar to like Hulu and Netflix, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
But it's
Xbox
exclusive content.
But that's what Netflix does.
Yeah.
They make... Netflix has their own series.
No,
stuff,
I mean, like
Orange
but
New Black.
It's stuff around...
To do with games.
To do with games. Yeah.
Is it
not
all,
really.
No, I don't think it would be.
Right.
Okay.
I just assume like it's a platform like everyone else is putting out.
So it'd be like
stuff.
Netflix, but for Xbox.
Right.
So this is what has been listed. Cool. We'll start with two big ones. A Halo TV series, which is executive produced by... Steven Spielberg,
mm-hmm.
a Halo digital feature, which is executive produced by Ridley Scott. And then there's other ones that are really quite interesting. So Every Street United, which is an unscripted series of street soccer stars.
Wow. Unscripted. Unscripted series
cool.
about street soccer stars.
So
okay.
Street soccer is such an underground thing. Like, not many people
but
really
unscripted?
Know about.
So a
documentary or is
it
a drama?
It'll be a doco.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
It might be
so
a series, might be a drama.
Yeah, you know,
like
street
soccer.
Right, alright, oh, okay.
It's like the underground soccer movie.
Yeah, it's
like
car, and they
well,
move off from, you know,
but more
much.
Professional and more intense.
Yeah, it's
in
really, they're like
there's
the badasses of soccer.
Ooh.
They don't
okay.
fall down when they get kicked on the ankles.
Yeah, they do
right.
like.
They'd rather kick the people
really
in the face.
And they do like crazy moves and stuff.
Yeah.
Like backflips and shit.
Yeah.
So that's why FIFA Street's been out, like why it's so successful. Okay, Bonnaroo, which is a live concert broadcast. Don't know really what that is. Signal,
I think it'll be live concerts
broadcast
on Xbox.
Signal to Noise / Atari game. I think it's Gamer Over or maybe it's Game Over. It's a doco about modern technology, which comes in to the points in gaming.
Cool,
in some
cool.
news.
I like gaming documentaries.
Just remind me to tell you about that Atari thing soon. Humans, which is a new drama featuring robots. Deadlands.
It's called Humans.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very fun.
I'm human. It's Will Smith, but as a robot. with a dude that looks like the robot from iRobot.
Yeah,
that's what I was
it's a society where robots have human slaves, and there's a robot detective, and he needs to find the killer, but they all look alike. So how does he discern which human it is? Because they all look exactly the same.
But in reality, they don't look. They all look different. It's just robots. So you just see them that way.
Yeah, robots see them all exactly the same. They're just flesh piles. Like, yeah.
Okay. Deadlands, which is based on a successful pen and paper RPG game.
Oh, which pen and paper? Deadlands. Is it called Deadlands? I haven't heard of that pen and paper RPG game, but cool.
Now you do. Now you know. Extraordinary Believers, which is a hybrid stop motion show from the studio that made Robot Chicken.
Okay.
Fearless, which is an unscripted series currently in pilot production, starring Paul De Gelder, and he's an Aussie Navy bomb clearance diver.
Cool.
So it'd be something obviously about that, which is interesting, which is really cool. Diving especially it's unscripted.
Yeah.
Gun Machine.
Wait, oh, that's another documentary. Another documentary.
Yeah. Gun Machine, which is a thriller based on the novel by Warren Ellis. No one knows that?
No.
Well, I know who Warren Ellis is, but I don't know I don't know what that is.
An untitled Jash comedy, which is, it's also variety half hour. There's really no name for it, I don't think, at the moment. It's a comedy collective founded by Sarah Silverman, Michael Cera, Tim and Eric, and Reggie Watch, which is really interesting for me, because Michael Cera is great.
Yep.
And so is Sarah Silverman, too.
In class, we got shown a bit of Tim and Eric's awesome show.
Nope.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you remember that lesson? That was the weirdest thing that I've ever seen in my life. It was Rachel. Rachel.
Was it? Yeah, Rachel, yeah.
The editing teacher.
Tim and Eric's awesome show, great job.
Okay.
Do you remember? No. You weren't there?
Those little sketches. I might not have been there.
It was really strange.
The tongue. And,
no. It was like, the tongue, very,
it was
very
like just the most low budget, no sense making show that I've ever seen in my life, but it was really good.
Yeah.
Andy, have you heard of Winterworld?
Winterworld? No, I've heard of Waterworld. Kevin Costner's Waterworld.
Okay, well, Winterworld is a live-action series which is based on the graphic
the graphic
novel.
The graphic novel series.
Graphic novel.
So,
whoa!
That's all that's been announced
my
so far.
Play with my mustache.
Cool.
That's all that's been announced so far for Xbox. But, very cool lineup. Very interesting.
Is that it? Only those 52 things?
I think there's 12.
Alright. It felt like 52.
Oh my god.
And to finish off TV, Fox is considering an X-Men TV show.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So we were going to punch Fox. Let's not punch Fox until we see what this is about.
Oh, come on.
Just in case.
It's going to last 2 seasons.
It's going to last 6 episodes. We are lucky.
And then we'll punch Fox in the face, yeah.
Yes.
For all that they've done to us.
Yeah.
That can be cool.
Very nice people.
I think it'll open up the expanded universe for fully, unrecognizable
can it just
characters.
Please be about Gambit? Because he needs his own movie.
Gambit, needs to be in there.
But
like,
he could have his own show.
But he's like a rebel and an outlaw, so he should come in. He should be a featured character, but not the main character.
Okay. Let's move to movies. We cut 3.
Yep.
But let's talk about the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Bob Hoskins passed away at the age of 17.
Yes, very sad.
This is... like our 6th person that we're reporting.
Oh my god.
Okay,
yeah.
Dude, people die all the time.
Yes, that's right.
It's nothing to do with our podcast.
I said this last time, we said that again.
So you should remember him from movies like
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? He was the detective in there. Also, if you're
Snow
a big
White
gamer nerd, Snow White and the Huntsman was the latest one he did. He was Doc.
He was like the Doc character of the little
the dwarves.
Yeah.
Also, he was in Super Mario Brothers, the movie from the 80s, along with. I forget the other guy's name who played Luigi, but yeah, he was in that as Mario.
Not a good film.
Not a great film.
Not a good film.
I don't think it's as terrible as people make it out to
be. I think it is.
It caught my imagination. I don't know. Anyway, and he was also in Hook. Robin Williams' Hook as Shmee, and that was one of my favorite characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a kid, it's a great movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So condolences to all. His relatives, family, friends.
Yeah.
So.
And if you want to see any of his greatest work, he was nominated for Academy Award, and he won an Oscar for Mona Lisa. And one of his best movies was something Good Friday, The Good Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
On to more happy news. Star Wars Episode 7 has had its casting revealed.
Mm-hmm.
There's main cast.
Well,
main cast.
It's not even necessarily all of its main cast.
No, that's right.
There's still
there was
stuff
a picture. There was a picture and it was some cast and everyone.
And they were sitting
but
in
they
circle,
let out a
like they had scripts in their hands.
They let out it was official release.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the people that
the
I can find
kid from the movie, the black guy, the
from Attack the Block?
Oh yeah, from Attack the Block.
It's
Moses from Attack the Block.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Out of the box, good.
I didn't watch it. Like, I downloaded it, I started it, and I was like, what is this? And I turned it off. And I should watch it. I know. I've heard that it was...
It's great.
Yeah, yeah. And I've heard that he's brilliant. And there's a lot of speculation about whether or not he might be Luke's adopted son. And that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because he'd be a Jedi. And he'd be being trained by Luke. Or he might be the other guy's son.
Because I watched that
before. Solo.
No. There was the old dude, and there was rumors about him. He was going to have an African American daughter or granddaughter, and then we thought maybe it might be this guy instead.
Yeah, well, we've said before, I think, that they're sticking very clear of the extended universe that the books and comic books and whatever else games have created. So if you've read anything past Return of the Jedi, don't worry about it. It's not going to have anything to do with the movie.
Okay, let's list. Prepare your mispronunciation
battle. What, for the cast?
Yeah, there's like...
Oh, people can look them up. It's fine. We don't need to list the cast. Harrison Ford apparently has a really big role in it as
I'm just going to say it. It's going to take 5 seconds.
All right. One.
Do you have what they've played? Because it would have been
cool. There's no one... They haven't confirmed what they're playing yet.
No. Five. Who they've played, what they've done before. I feel like it would be cool to say their names and then where you know them from.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, that really helps. I'm just going to say the names and you can say where they've been from. Unless you want to search
it up. I'll pull up the thing while you do it, but yeah.
What?
We posted it on Facebook, right?
Yeah, we made a post about it.
So you read the names. Read the names.
Ready? Ready for this?
Yes.
John Boyega. Daisy Ridley. Adam Driver. Oscar Isaac. Andy Serkis. Domhnall Gleeson. Max von Sydow. Harrison Ford. Carrie Fisher. Mark Hamill. Anthony Daniels. Peter Mayhew. And Kenny Baker. Those last six... Yeah, six are from the old trilogy.
So they've got, like, Princess Leia.
Yeah, okay, so...
Solo, Luke, Chewie.
C-3PO.
And R2-D2.
Yeah, they've got all
that. And then also Andy Serkis we know as Gollum.
From...
He was also... No, he wasn't. I was about to say something else.
He was in... the 8th movie.
Yeah, he was in Return of the Planet... Oh, no, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes as Caesar.
Yeah, he was the monkey.
Okay. He's the motion capture guy, right?
He's a really good body actor.
Lots of speculation about whether or not he will play a person or something.
No, he'll play an alien, like Yoda.
Like Jar Jar Binks.
But that's... They're worried. Like, a lot of people are saying... I mean, obviously because J.J. Abrams said that he was going to steer clear of what they did in the more recent movies.
Oh, right.
Not try and do them as these big spectacle, you know, AI... like, CGI. Animated... That's the one. CGI, animated stuff. He went, I'm not doing that. Like, I refuse. We're going back to the original roots.
Which
so,
is good. Which is
so,
what people like
us do. But he
could
do, like, a bodysuit.
Absolutely. It's just going to be really interesting to see who he does end up playing.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of different options. And I love his body acting. And the way he does that stuff is incredible. So hopefully they, you know, do something cool with that.
Yeah, they use his amazing skills.
So maybe Andy G might do a little article on geek mythology of what the actors have played in before.
Yeah, cool.
And speculation about who you think they'll be.
Oh, no, I posted a second status about that and it had like...
Well, you're going to have to write an article.
Anyway, all right.
Yeah, put an article up. I think that's really cool.
Obviously...
It'll be cool to see. There's a couple of people I know. That British guy, and I'm trying to... They're on all
Adam Driver's really good.
These are all on different pages. But there was a British guy who was in something that I really like. I really like him and stuff. Is this guy?
Well, while you're saying that, obviously you would have heard that there's only two female roles in this.
What's that loud one with Tom Hanks?
Incredibly Loud.
Something
Close
and Incredibly Loud. Wasn't that the old guy?
Extremely
Loud
and Incredibly Close.
Incredibly Close. With the yes, no on his hands. That's where I know him from.
Yeah. Oh, the old guy.
Yeah.
That's not who I was thinking of, but yeah.
Ron Weasley, not Ron Weasley.
Oh, yeah. The one from Harry Potter. That's who I was thinking
of. Oh, yeah. Redhead.
That's the one that I was
in
About Time.
About Time, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
So he's going to be great.
So, yeah, like I said, there's only two female roles. And then
But there's a third one coming.
Female roles, and I was literally about to segue into another substantial female character will be appearing.
Yes.
J.J. Abrams has confirmed.
So,
a lot of people
got
very angry about
that. The internet got very angry because we're like, where are our strong female characters? But I think
she's the strongest female character.
I think the thing that people aren't realizing is though it's just some of the main cast.
Yeah.
There's going to be more women. It's not going to be just dudes. But when you think back to all of the Star Wars movies, there's really not that many women in any of them.
No.
Yeah, there's
like
Leia.
You can
there's
count
really
them.
Really
you can count them on one hand, type deal. Like there's
on one finger.
No, there are other female characters that like I just can't think of their names.
Not other female slaves.
It's how to always mean.
Not Jar Jar.
There's like, yeah.
That
there are...
chick in the bikini with Jabba the Hutt.
That's Princess Leia. Leia as well. Oh, that's Slave Leia. No, so that can be, we can count that as a second.
The one with the tentacles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There are like, I think there's like four or five. Because there's like a leader chick as well. And
mm-hmm.
some other people. But
we will see more.
I hope that we still do get, the third one. And I hope that they get enough screen time and they get enough weight put on them, because I think important.
There's already double the amount of prominent female characters from the original trilogy in episode 7.
Because,
You know, Carrie Fisher was the only big one. And now there's two.
So, yeah, well, but they might not even have that big roles. Like, you don't actually know.
Well, Han Solo's got a big role, so I'm pretty keen.
Yeah, honey.
I think people just need to calm their farms, calm their tits.
It's because we've been seeing a huge spike in female protagonists.
Did you just do uncalm tits?
Yeah. We've been seeing a huge spike in female protagonists in movies, and that's why people are angry about it.
In TV shows.
Which is great, because it's important.
It's good.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I'm sure
it's
young adult fiction.
Yeah, it's true.
And gaming too.
It's like try and name one young adult that just doesn't have a female lead, and you're like, shit. Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's a bit
sad.
Come on.
No, there aren't, though.
No.
There aren't. Like, it is kind of weird, actually, that's happened.
But the big male character is always, like, the strong, tough guy who she falls in love with.
I mean...
We're getting stereotyped now, man.
It is still...
No, it's not true. Hunger Games. He's not the strong, tough guy.
No, he's not.
He's the teensy guy.
He paints his face and bakes cakes.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's predominantly men still in fantasy novels, so
yeah.
I guess
yeah.
that's the difference. And also, the
outraged.
Fact that the young
I'm
adult...
I'm outraged by this.
The young adult novels are written by women.
Go on the internet and write a big article about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not.
Strongly worded letter.
A strongly
maybe
worded
you should,
letter.
Maybe you should write a
rocks,
young adult novel.
Boulders.
Let's move on.
Concrete.
You should write a sexy novel about all males.
My dream job.
Let's move on. Michael Fassbender will be re-teaming with Macbeth director Justin Kurzel for the Assassin's Creed movie, which means the movie is on the way.
We know
it's on the way.
No. Look, video game movies, man, we've got to be careful because they get registered and then they don't.
This, I really hope, is going to be one of my favorites because Ubisoft...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is really taking the lead on the story and
the
stuff,
creative
like
decisions.
The creative decisions, yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, they'll make it work
if
anyone can.
Prince of Persia movie.
They didn't make it. It was made by someone else.
Yeah.
And Jake Gyllenhaal.
But that went really well.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
It was okay. Jack Snyder will be directing the Justice League movie.
Yes.
Yeah, we
2018 is.
I think it's
date.
More so the fact that there is a
it
Justice
is
League
out,
movie.
Yeah.
Because that's the news.
But,
2018.
Yeah, we've seen so many characters come into the next Superman movie, which is a Superman movie called Superman vs. Batman.
Yeah,
it's got Wonder Woman in it and Cyborg in it.
But they also confirmed that some characters, right? They confirmed Sandman, and I'm trying to think of the other characters, and I can't. My mind is blank. But they did confirm a lot of the characters. There are freaking tons of them.
Yeah,
like way more than Avengers. It's kind of. I hope that they can maintain that.
Well, they're not going to be like the main guys. They'll have like the Super Seven.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. Of course they will. But
yeah.
Anyway, look, there's going to be a Justice League movie, even if it's 2018.
And
that's
it's
awesome.
2018.
And Zack Snyder is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Veggie visual.
Amazing Spider-Man. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah. I
not
know,
the
right?
Amazing,
the
fir- not the first one.
Oh.
Amazing
oh,
Spider-Man
yeah.
1.
Oh, man.
He watched it 2 weeks ago. It was really good. We should write a review about it.
I think
okay.
it's cool that... have you seen the second
one? New one? No, not yet.
I think it's kind of cool
prepare
that it's
yourself.
Nothing's been spoiled yet, which is really cool.
The internet's so cool when it comes to one movie, and not with everything
nothing
else.
Nothing else, but no one's spoiling this one. Actually, some people have accidentally spoiled things because they've been like... they haven't seen it yet, and they've been like, I know this is going to happen, and this is going to happen,
and
this is going to
happen. And then someone says, oh yeah.
No one says anything, but you're like... Well, you just said it. Now you know what's happening.
Ooh. Okay, let's finish off movies with the BioShock movie. The domain's been registered by Sony, which means this project might be back.
2030?
Yeah, maybe.
What is the BioShock story going to be about?
Very little information at this
Rapture,
point.
I assume
it'll be Rapture as well.
And I remember, I should have just said Columbia, just to piss you off.
That would have pissed me off.
Well, we have no idea. It could be anything.
Well, remember
nothing
how
is
we talked about that... The artist that was doing the BioShock movie, he let out those images a while ago, and they're all in Rapture.
Yeah, but
so I'm assuming
that was like it could have changed by then.
It could have changed,
the
but
shit
I'd really
that
like
changes
to see it.
Yeah,
right. Rapture's a beautiful universe
more
to explore.
But it's gonna, I guarantee it's not gonna be within the next 5 years. It's gonna be way.
I'm super excited to see the Big Daddies.
on if screen. It's in Rapture. Yeah.
Like that's how they end the trailer. They'll put if it does come to fruition, they'll the big daddy.
It'll be just the hand or something. Like just the claw. Or like when you first see a big daddy
in the first game, how you just see the foot on like beside your face, that's how they should end the first trailer.
Yeah. So you know what happens. Just like you know it's there. It'd be interesting. I'm interested to see if these video game movies are coming out. The first one.
I'm tired, Mr. Bubbles.
Mr. Bubbles, I'm tired. No one's there.
Let's move on to gaming. First of all, Disney Infinity 2.0 has been announced for next gen, current gen, and PC.
And
Marvel
got picked
up. Marvel superheroes. And pretty sure the starter pack comes with Starhawk, Black Widow, Hulk, Iron Man, and someone random. I can't remember the last name. And there's a couple more too.
I would really like to play this game because I've never played it, and I think pretty I'd really like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sort of a more... I was going to say mature Skylanders, but it's Disney.
No, but I don't want mature. I want Disney.
It's a more... what's the word? It's a more open thing for us. Like, I wouldn't expect to see us playing Skylanders. I mean, I could expect us to play Disney.
Have they put out Star Wars characters?
Is that a thing? Yet. No, but that's apparently something. With the new and also with this new game, all current Disney Infinity characters will work with 2.0.
Yeah, you'd bloody hope so. People spend $15 bucks on each one.
Yeah, there's over 150 now, I think.
Yeah, I get them in boxes in the mail. I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
I remember telling Pootie, I was like, man, if there was a next-gen Disney Infinity, I'd get on it, and it's coming this year.
Yeah.
So. Nice.
We've been saying that for a while. We've been waiting for it. I'm pretty keen.
I mean, it was as soon as Skylanders announced.
I just like the little figurines. I want like the Toy Story ones just to have.
And it's also got a really cool creative mode, too, where you can make levels and stuff. Yeah. I remember seeing stuff about that ages ago, and it looks amazing. And
that's it.
All right. No, that's not it for gaming. That was it for Disney Infinity.
Oh, okay. I'm just excited.
I lost my chain of thought.
False hope.
Okay, I don't know if we reported this last week, but 3 trademarks have been listed by Sony. Obviously, this is stuff for E3. I'm guessing. First of all, Entwined, Killstrain, and Bloodborne. So these are all software trademarks. So we can expect to see some information on them at E3. No one says anything. They're just like, games. E3.
Well, we have no information on them.
First of all, Killstrain, if I remember rightly, people talk about Siphon Filter.
Cool.
No one knows really what Siphon Filter is. I remember playing it for
PS1. When this shit comes out, I'll be like, oh yeah. But right now, I'm just like, what if?
Yeah.
What if?
I mean, this is how the Order 1886 got leaked, like a month before they found the trademark registered, so we can expect more new IP, which is exciting, because new IP is good. Third last thing, Watch Dogs, the season pass has been revealed, which includes more single player missions to come, and you can play as a character that is called T-Bone.
That game is going to go. T-Bone. Game is going to go forever. Oh,
yeah.
That must have been a prequel to, Walking Dead. T-Bone.
Uh-huh. It ends with the zombie apocalypse.
Or was he T-Dog?
Ding.
I don't know. I haven't watched any Walking Dead.
He died in season 1. T-Dog. It was in second.
T-Dog.
T-Dog! No,
you just spoiled Walking Dead.
That's 3-Dog. Spoiled the second season of The Walking Dead.
It's only 4 seasons in.
Dude, we're not allowed cool, to spoil that shit.
Not cool.
T-Bone dies in season 2. Laurie dies in season 3. What? Wait, is it 4? I can't remember.
You are the worst person.
No, come on, that's fine. If you haven't... You
if
can't...
You haven't watched it
okay,
yet.
You can't no, be sensitive about spoilers like this.
No, this is the internet we're talking about.
Neither have I. But
I haven't watched 6 seasons of Parks and Rec, but I will eventually. And if you spoil that for me, I would kill you.
No.
So the people who are interested in The Walking
Leslie
Dead...
Leslie dies in season 6.
Like, you just
I knew Leslie died in season
you
6.
You can't... If you're going to be the type of person who listens to an entertainment podcast about movies, TV, and games, there's going to be fucking
spoilers.
You should
have spoilers. At least said spoiler warning, though.
Leslie and Anne's friendship, the break up.
Oh, do you know how long it took me to realise that the two main characters are named Leslie and Anne?
Her name's Leslie
My name is Leslie Ann. And I was like, holy
oh,
shit.
Oh, really? I've never thought about what your actual name is.
My name is Leslie Ann. And I was like, fuck, the two main characters are Leslie and Ann. Mind blown. And it was like, season 3.
Is Anne spelled the same?
No, she doesn't have an E on the end.
Doesn't
and
have
Leslie
any.
Is spelled I-E, not E-Y.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But still, it took me a while. I was like, holy shit.
If we did spoil The Walking Dead, we apologize. You can blame it on
I don't
him.
Apologize.
Him.
I still haven't watched season 4 yet.
Okay, on to
I'm
news.
I'm becoming the radical of the group that just doesn't give a crap about anything.
You're the D-bag.
Yeah.
Anyway, we talked about Xbox Originals and the Atari documentary. Well, those Atari copies that were found buried in the desert was part of the documentary. It wasn't a setup. They just found They found it.
They got a tip off.
Like, let's do it.
They got an anonymous tip off.
There's been rumors about it being there for years and years.
They found it. They were all like ET, right? Or did they find more of ET?
It was
all
ET. It was mostly ET.
Because it was... Because no one liked ET.
ET was their last game before they defunct.
Yeah. I just...
Because ET was not good.
What, so they couldn't sell it, so someone buried them all in the desert.
Yeah,
because
they had nothing else to do with them.
Like, let's not kill them. Let's bury them in
a landfill. It was under a landfill.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a treasure chest.
No.
No.
It was like under garbage.
In a ditch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, last piece of gaming news. The new Call of Duty game has been unveiled. Revealed as well. It's called
Call
of Duty.
Unveiled and revealed. That's impressive.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start coughing now. This must be a sign that Call of Duty sucks.
Away.
Yeah,
what do we know about it? Nothing.
Okay.
There's a name and
Kevin
a trailer.
Kevin Spacey's in it.
Yeah,
he plays
Kevin
the villain. New engine.
New engine?
Completely new engines. Stop coughing into the microphone.
I apologize. This must be a sign that Call of Duty like hates me or something. So it's called Advanced Warfare. It's made by Sledgehammer Games. They've been developing the game for 3 years.
Like Titanfall.
Is it like Modern Warfare? No, it's set in present day. There's definitely Titanfall elements. This is what I've heard on Twitter. Apparently there are some kind of mechs or something. Like there's
of
something.
Course.
They've got
robotic
to compete
about
with the Titanfall.
Yeah, so there is
anyway,
something like that.
I watched the trailer. You can see the trailer now. It leaked 2 days before it wasn't supposed to be announced, which was supposed to be announced on Sunday, which would have been Monday for us. But it leaked, and they've cut it up there now. So basically, their whole reveal event is worthless. But yeah, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Oh, name your things differently, for fuck's sake.
It's next-gen first developed or something like that. Now you've got hiccups.
If you start farting,
I'm not gonna. While I fart, I'll burp. You fart. Right.
Okay, let's move on to our next little segment. New thing. It's called the drop. It's what we're keen for this week.
I thought we were
next
doing
week.
That after discussion.
We're doing our discussion topic now.
Okay,
we'll do the drop later. It's a new thing, but yeah, let's do our discussion topic first. First of all, because it is sci-fi, we're talking about all things sci-fi. And the first question I am posing to you without Tara looking at the
I read them
thing.
All.
God damn it.
It's too late now.
Okay.
Going back.
The blurring of the lines between fantasy and sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a distinctive line or not?
I don't think there's a blur.
Well,
I think they're often used together.
There are very much sci-fi shows and or sci-fi media and very much fantasy media.
But are you seeing more of the same now?
Are
you seeing more of the same, though? Talk about Avatar... Divergent was sci-fi.
Mm.
Hunger Games in its own way is a little bit sci-fi.
It is sci-fi.
I believe that sci-fi is a subgenre of fantasy. Because every sci-fi is fantasy, right? Because it's made up.
I would agree.
Fantasy is
made up. So then the lines become blurred.
Well, they're not blurred.
It's
a subgenre.
Obviously, there are other ways to define the genre. There's like specific sci-fi shows.
It's like noir and neo-noir.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like they're different. You can see same elements, but they're separate.
I just think
that
sci-fi is a type of fantasy. It's just that you don't necessarily have to put the fantasy name on it. You can go sci-fi and go, and you realize that it's going to be science
fiction. Fiction and fantasy basically mean the same thing.
But that's not to say, I mean, there are some sci-fis, I guess, that are sort of...
Some sci-fis.
They're sort of more reality than fantasy, but there's never not going to be some kind of fantasy element because someone's made something up that doesn't exist, then therefore it's fantasy. Yeah.
Do you remember that show a couple of years ago? I forget what it was called.
Animorphs.
A group of people somehow got sent back in time. Like,
there
was a thing, right? Like,
there's
there was a compound, and there's lots of them. It's like a society, but it's like this small village thing, and there are dinosaurs out in the world.
It was a journey back to the...
No, it was like one word or maybe two words.
It was... Yes, I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Terrain... Terrestrova?
Started
with the T.
Terra Nova, yes! So that would be a fantasy sci-fi, right?
Nah.
Or just sci-fi.
All that excitement for nothing.
Yeah,
so fantasy, are we talking like magics?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be. That's like a type of fantasy. It's just that fantasy is a very broad genre.
It is.
Like, it can be something from... Like About Time, which is that's sci-fi as well.
That's sci-fi,
but it's like, you know, some tiny fantasy element of but it's not really sci-fi. because he does it in his brain.
I think like medieval magic.
But see, I don't think it necessarily has to be. That's what I think. If you think about time, the time travel in About Time wasn't really science fiction. It was like he can do it in his brain. That's like magic. It was a type of magic.
I thought that show was a
or even a rom com.
It was a rom com about time travel.
Sci-fi.
Ah, it's nuts.
So almost like that. It was fantasy because it was a type of magic, but it doesn't have to be that it's a type of magic. It can be aliens. I think aliens can be fantasy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is a very blurred line.
Yes.
But only in the sense that I don't think it's a blurred line. I think they are the same thing.
Yeah.
Or not the same thing, but sci-fi is a part of
generally
fantasy.
When it's like technology and science based, it's sci-fi. When it's magics and stuff like that, it's fantasy. But so they can.
So what
be
about
together.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice? Our favorite Nick Cage movie.
Yes, one of my actually. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
J. Shaw, whatever his name
that
is.
Guy.
So anything to do with technology is science fiction, but if it doesn't have technological advances in it, it's not science fiction.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to have something to do with science. Like that's to be science fiction. Science fiction. It has to be.
About Time would be fantasy, not science fiction.
Yeah, because it had nothing to do with science.
It was probably still classed as science fiction.
Okay.
I would say on IMDb it probably says sci-fi. I don't know. Or wait, paranormal? I don't know.
Something to it's kind of what we talk about all the time in discussions. But instead of saying name your favorite game, movie, TV, I want to ask name your
Firefly.
Favorite.
Firefly. That's all we needed it.
Name
is
not. We don't need
continue.
Any other. Go
next question.
Next topic.
Really, Firefly for everyone? I haven't even seen Firefly.
I've never watched.
Doesn't
Firefly.
Matter.
So well,
you don't need to have watched it.
What's your favorite sci-fi media? Like, what's the favorite series, game, whatever? I've got mine too.
It still doesn't matter until you've seen Firefly.
What?
Fallout?
Yeah, I'm thinking Fallout, but I'm thinking like, is the game my favorite? I'm gonna go with Fallout. That's my go-to game.
Okay.
If I'm bored, I'll play Fallout.
So I'm gonna sound really odd and say Halo.
No, that's not.
That's fine.
It's because, like, awesome. I'm trying to think of like my favorite games, and Halo's obviously up there, like just the series itself. But I don't know. It's great. Like, it was one of the first things I played.
Yeah.
On consoles. I fucking love Halo.
I want to say Doctor Who is up there for me as well, but still Firefly.
Buffy. See, I'm trying to like nail it down. Buffy's cool.
Is that sci-fi?
I'd say that was fantasy.
That's paranormal.
Yeah, I'd say that was fantasy.
Except for the bit where there was that whole season where they were like in the underground, they all had guns. What was that? You know, remember the season where she met that guy and he was a soldier?
Riley.
And they had, and they had all these like advanced technology.
Oh,
that was sci-fi. That whole season was sci-fi. Can't remember. They had a name.
So one day in the future it'll be sci-fan or it's science fantasy.
No.
That would be
doesn't
a cool
need to
genre,
be.
Science fantasy.
You just go science fiction and fantasy.
Like technology and magic merged together.
But that's in a lot of things. Yeah.
So name fantasy the worst fiction. Thing you've seen in sci-fi.
It would have to be like the special effect issue, wouldn't it?
No,
oh,
no. I mean,
movies.
Like
visually?
Anything, like media, like doesn't have to be a specific CGI.
There was some really bad. There was some really bad ones, like
Sharknado,
Transformers,
K-9.
And
there's like a robot dog, but it was like on wheels.
You
that was a
from
Doctor Who spinoff. Yeah,
but that was great. Don't knock that. Those ones, the one with the giant robots, the giant mech robots fighting aliens, that was pretty bad.
Pacific Rim.
Yeah, it's the one.
Are you freaking serious?
Or Atlantic. What was the other one?
Atlantic Rim.
Atlantic Rim?
It would have been Atlantic
Rim. Is
that
what it was?
Why did you not like Pacific Rim?
I don't know. There's just
like
nothing
it.
I thought it was
bad.
Fucking great.
It's just giant fucking machines fighting each other. I don't like Transformers either.
I don't like the
have
story.
Have you seen The Iron Giant?
Oh, years ago.
Oh, gotta watch it, man.
Many years ago. I have, but it was a long time
okay,
ago.
Okay, so I've got one. I got my the worst sci-fi thing I've played. It's game.
Aliens Colonial Marine?
Wait, Frasier.
Fracture.
Oh, Fracture. The Frasier. That's a sitcom.
No, Fracture's like this game. Oh, no, it's a tie between Fracture and Haze. Haze was like a big PS3 exclusive that everyone was like fucking bringing about for ages. And then it turned out to be really shit. And then there was Fracture where you could like change the way the ground is with your gun. And that was it. It was like basically a real chill third person shooter for the rest of that. But you could use your gun to like change the elevation of the terrain.
Okay.
It was innovative
now
shit.
Now we're doing worst, best and worst fantasy?
No, because we're doing
fantasy
sci-fi.
Isn't the topic.
Alright.
And he's just like, God damn it.
It's because we're talking about it so much now.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
What, in your opinion...
I would have said Xena, by the way.
In your opinion, what was the thing that launched sci-fi to where it is today?
Star Trek.
Ooh, yeah, the stars.
Yes.
Star Trek, Star
what
Wars.
What came first, Doctor Who
well.
Or Star Trek or Star Wars?
I thought it was
Doctor Who
probably.
It
was like 60s.
But that didn't hit American audiences, so Star Trek would have started
but
for American
still,
audiences.
But it still would have had influence on it.
Star Trek was more of a niche thing, whereas Star Wars, like, everyone said
huge.
Star
everyone
Wars.
Loves Star Trek now, though.
Everyone loves Star Trek now. Not necessarily, not the originals.
But, like, if you said,
I don't watch the originals. I like the movies.
If you had 1,000 people, like, randoms off the street, and you said, what do you want to see, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Oh, Star Wars.
They would say Star Wars.
They would say
but
Star
that's
Wars.
Not to say that it wasn't the... Like, I
it,
think
it's not a bad
first.
Show or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
just
it's
had
fantastic.
A better reach.
Yeah.
Like, Star Wars had a much better reach than
I think
Star Trek did.
That it probably started from something we don't know about, though.
I don't know. Think about it. Like, back in the day, the first movie, I don't think the first movie did
Star Wars.
Very
no,
well.
People
Star
weren't
Wars,
that into
that's
it
right.
when it came out.
But
no, but
if
it
was
a supposed to be
TV
it
series
wasn't.
Like Star Trek, I think that would have had a much bigger following than the
at
original
the time.
Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Star Wars was only supposed to be one off.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And then he wrote sequels when
was,
they because
yeah.
they came popular.
Yeah.
Yes.
But at the time, Star Trek
now it's a
was
cult
probably...
favorite and a cult classic.
Cult classic.
But just because the studio wanted to make a sequel because it did well doesn't mean that
Lucas
it had
only wrote it out to
the
be
big
that
box
one movie.
Office slides
yeah.
that we see today. Kind of
yeah,
thing.
Because it
but it propelled a lot of movies.
It did.
Oh yeah, but
don't
that like many years
and
later.
That
though.
Could happen after many years after. Mm.
The fact
like,
that
yeah.
Star Trek was still on TV
we're
and it had been
what
for that amount of time.
Yeah, yeah,
at the time.
I'm
and I think that would have been Star Trek.
No, absolutely, Star Wars had a huge impact on it.
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone was
stuff like that
huge as well.
Yeah,
I remember. Twilight Zone, Doctor Who, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's put it at that.
I think
that's our opinion.
Yeah, there would have been... I'm sure there's tons we don't know about. I mean, we were born in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
It doesn't really... It's not really easy for us to go back. But yeah, I mean, for me though, personally, maybe that should be the thing. What personally started, mine was Doctor Who. Or maybe Stargate.
Mine was Star Wars.
Mine would have been Stargate, something like that. Yeah.
I feel like I probably watched them on TV before I watched the Star Wars movies.
Stargate would have been up
there. I was in year 6, so I was like 11, 12-y when Star Wars Episode 3 released.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So little.
Listen.
Dude, I remember when The Phantom Menace released.
Yes.
No, I remember these movies as well, but my parents dragged me to a midnight screening of that movie.
Great parents.
And of course they were great parents.
I was hanging out for the third one. Like, that's the stage in my life that I was at. I was so excited for that one to come out.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
and
I didn't know any better.
I just had, like, those Star Wars movies did so much for me because I remember seeing The Phantom Menace and The Clone Wars and shit after that.
Mm.
But man, I was so knackered after that movie that I, like, me and my friend went as well. Like, me and my pal that I'm still friends with, like, good friends with. Yeah, me and him went and, you know, Star Wars was definitely that thing for me.
Nice.
Yeah, God, that's weird that was, like, the earliest, though.
That's probably
so
more
strange.
For me, but... No, I'm just highlighting
an
experience because that was,
yeah,
like,
an experience
dedication
remember.
Experience.
I remember the first thing that I was super, super into was the third Star Wars movie. But I don't know why I was super into it. I had a mad crush on Hayden Christensen, that's probably why.
I had,
My brother fell in love with Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
as you would,
obsessed.
Dude.
Well, as you,
oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
not obsessed, but yeah.
No,
as you
but
would
he
anyway.
Was like, oh my God, she's going to be my wife.
I was pretty obsessed.
He was wife
with
level
him.
Natalie Portman.
I had
she's
the races
so
from
amazing.
Episode 1. Like, I really loved
yeah,
episode
yeah.
1, but I had
yeah,
the races,
pod,
like
we
little
had the
toy
pod
ones.
Race,
the pod race.
Nintendo 64 game.
I so did I.
That was one
that
of my
was
favorites.
Shit.
That was amazing, yeah.
That's what sci-fi was.
All right.
Okay. Here's another question. Do you think it's overused in the industry?
No.
Look, there are
the
so
things
many
isn't...
things you could do
with
within the realm
it's a
of
beautiful
sci-fi.
Genre that sort of has a lot of room to remove creatively.
Because you can make anything up.
Yeah. I think there's some of those shows, the TV shows particularly, feel very, very much the same. Like, not Star Trek and Stargate, because those obviously started it, but there are a lot very similar to that now.
Like, exploration and finding planets.
Yeah, all of, you know, and a lot of the current ones too. I know, like, we obviously, like, we don't mind the 100, or I don't mind it, but... Like, the 100, and then there's, like, Tomorrow People, and then there's, like, the Revolution, and all of those.
I like Revolution, too.
There's not... I don't really have a problem with them, but there are a lot. They're making a lot of them now.
Yes.
And that's probably good, because we don't really see many young...
It's great for Canada.
Yeah.
We're getting made in Canada. So,
for
lots of them.
The sort of younger audience, it's good to have some sci-fi aimed at them, which is, you know, not something that I had other
yeah,
than the kids shows.
Yeah, but sci-fi like cartoons and stuff.
Yeah,
around.
For sure. That's true.
What's that?
Rota
Springs?
Cartoon.
What's it?
Didn't they have the
Fantasy
like
Falls?
Oh,
yeah, there are Star Wars cartoons.
Yeah.
I don't think it's overused. I think it's such, it's a good genre.
Yeah,
and
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is so undefined. The fact that those shows, a lot of those shows are still being made, like Doctor Who is still being made after literally
because there's an audience for it.
Yeah, and they made three Stargate series. The last two, Atlantis did six seasons.
I mean, Star Trek is still going.
Yeah, six seasons is a success.
For Universe
didn't do well. It only had two seasons, even though I thought it should have had more, but it's neither here nor there.
You can relate that. You know, Marvel Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D. That's like I said, write a strongly worded letter. So yeah, stuff like that is going really well. And then, you know, what would you say Arrow was? Because that's
superheroes.
That it's would be fantasy.
It's not sci-fi. There's but no, it's no technology
based superhero.
Yeah, but it's not like extremely amazing. New technology.
Yeah, it's technology available
like,
now.
Yeah,
that's but the it's thing.
Like arrows, even arrows are like
yeah, but that tiny I'm sure that's available in some with enough money. Like even I don't even think particularly Iron Man would be sci-fi. I feel like that technology is plausible. It's also set modern day. Like it's not that far fetched because they explain it as being not like this is a normal thing in wherever we are. They explain it as being like I have a lot of money and I can do whatever I want. I feel like to that extent, but almost.
But he was a genius as well. Yeah. So he was, he was the only one in a position to create that kind of technology at the time.
So I feel like even that doesn't particularly feel like sci-fi to me.
Mm. No. Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
How about sci-fi games? Obviously, Mass Effect was huge. Dragon Age can be kind of sci-fi, especially sci-fi? Inquisition. No, have you seen Inquisition? Inquisition looks a lot more sci-fi than it does.
Yeah, but that's medieval. It
fits in the fantasy a lot more, but like some of the stuff that I've seen on Inquisition looks more sci-fi.
But definitely Mass Effect.
Mass Effect's huge.
Fucking love it.
There was another big one as well that I can't remember, besides Halo.
Yeah, there must be more than that. I can't really think of them.
There's a lot more than that.
Fallout.
You know, Destiny's coming.
Destiny's big sci-fi.
I guess that probably most games would have a sci-fi element.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, Gears of War.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Titanfall, any of them.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely Titanfall. Games and sci-fi mix very well together.
They do. It's because you can do things, you like having the ability over these things that you couldn't have in the real world.
Yeah.
It's like that interactivity. Which is why we
like games in general.
In general, but yeah. I can see why it's one of the most popular genres.
Okay. That ends discussion topic. I wasn't going to ask the next thing because it doesn't matter. Because Transcendence, no one wants to talk about that movie.
Yeah, has anyone seen Transcendence?
No.
Oh,
I heard it wasn't very good.
No, I heard it. I've heard bad things. It opens up a discussion about what would happen in the future if this kind of technology was available.
Is that the Johnny Depp one?
Yeah. I have a friend who saw it, Lauren, brother, shout out. I told her about this podcast the other night, so she might even be listening right now. Probably not. Yeah, she told me about it. She said she enjoyed it. I think she said the critics were maybe a bit harsh and just, they were looking at it like they know the industry, they know how things should be written and whatever. But to a general audience, it would be very thought-provoking, I think, is what she said.
It's like a lot of movies I watch. Like, I go on, like, Metacritic.
People think it's shit, and then I love it.
Yeah. I don't. This is why I don't read reviews. Mm. And whenever Toby's like, oh, IGN gave this number, and I'm like,
lately I've been able to trust IGN's ratings because they've been quite good.
I listen to Mark Fennell. He's my go to movie reviewer if I want to.
I just don't like.
Movie reviews are a little bit. I don't particularly like
listening to people or hearing or reading people's reviews. I don't know.
How
are you going on your 365 movies?
Done like five of them.
Can I just say that movie reviews are a lot different to like the opinion I get from like gaming reviews. Gaming reviews I can take a lot more.
Yeah.
With the heart because you know these people that but they like spend IGN
so much more time in game than you would that's 2.5 hours of a movie.
But like if a game gets like a 5 out of 10, you know there's going to be graphical glitches. There's going to be glitches overall. True. There's going to be technical issues.
But a movie, very much opinions.
Obviously, very much more opinionated. But at the same time, you've got to take that with a hint of salt.
I find that just like from,
same thing, grain of salt.
For me, word of mouth is enough for me to realize that I don't want to see a movie, or like you know, people will tell me, my friends will tell me if they liked it or not. Yeah, I can so usually
I'm
just. I'm still going to see it.
It gives you a good barrier to say, do I want to spend money to go and see this in the cinema, or do I want to wait?
I will absolutely watch it.
I think Spider-Man only got like its Metacritic's like 57.
What?
It's a good movie.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
I can see why people didn't like it, but
yeah, there's obviously, you know, it's all down to opinions.
It was long and stuff, but I still fucking like what I gave it an 8.5. That's the thing. Stop doing that. You're making noise.
Sorry.
What was the question that we started this before we went to the review part? Transcendence.
Yeah.
about the fact that it was thought provoking and it opened up the questions about, you know, if you were put into like a computer. AI,
yeah.
What's the synopsis for it? Like, kind of.
So Johnny Depp's character is dying, and his brain gets. They put him into a computer, and then I think he turns evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I think that's what the...
With all the information and stuff he has, he thinks he can do better than the human race or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched Maud's interview.
That was what I was going to say.
That was an interesting interview.
With Morgan Freeman.
It's like
he's in the movie, and talks about...
Did she say...
Finish your bit.
Me?
You were
Morgan Freeman spoke about that. He thinks definitely, you know, computers will one day... if they're smart enough, we'll realize that they can do everything more efficiently than the human race and that we're obsolete and need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like the Morgan Freeman had to say sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
you can watch this interview at www.youtube.com/geekbombshells.
I think it's /users/geekbombshells.
Whatever. Google Geek Bombshells.
Links. Bombshells on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I cut all those interviews and they're always great because I pick what they're saying.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's finish that and more with discussion.
Yeah. I always cut back everything towards faces whenever she pulls something weird.
Let's move on to Minos's Judgment. Obviously, there's quite a bit here, but we're not going to talk about all of it. So, Tara, you can talk about Bad Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the movie we watched today.
We just went and saw it at an advanced screening.
Specifically, Tara and Toby went to see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford it. And it was $14. Slash forgot about it.
$14. So, this movie, for those who don't know, is about... two people, it's a couple with a young baby moving into, they bought a house and then next door a frat house moves in.
Played by Seth Rogen and Emily Blunt.
No, not Emily Blunt. Rose Byrne.
Different Australian actress.
But Emily Blunt isn't Australian.
Isn't she?
She's British.
Whatever.
You're all over the place.
Can I just highlight...
one from the colonies, one from the mainland.
How Aussie Rose Byrne sounds in the
movie. I love that she was Aussie. And actually also...
Oh, was she Aussie in it?
Full-on Aussie.
Oh, she's like, g'day, mate. Hey.
There's great
not
interviews.
That Aussie.
Great interviews with the, again, with Maud interviewed the director and producers and stuff, and they were like, when they picked her for the role, they were like, we could get her to do this American accent, but it'd be way more funny if she was Australian.
And then, so Seth Rogen even said a joke about Australia as well.
There was a few Australian jokes. Yeah. The one about Dean being the name.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was cracking myself. Anyway, so that's, the frat house moves in, and it's, the frat house is full of very attractive young men. Which was my draw to the movie.
Including
Zac Efron, Dave Franco, and Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
But he's not attractive.
Oh, yeah, I just want to name him anyway.
Is he really in it?
Yeah.
Is he like a douchebag like the rest of them?
Kind of.
He doesn't have a huge role.
He doesn't have a huge role, and that was like
he's actually not really a douchebag.
And you know what? In the trailer... He has a goatee.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Oh my god.
In the trailer, there was a scene where Seth Rogen or Rose Byrne looks out the window and he's like screwing a girl on the fence and he's like, what are you looking at or something? Wasn't even in the movie and I was looking forward to it. I was so sad.
It was a really funny movie and it's one of those movies where you think it's going to be super, super, super over the top, you know, like... fart jokes over the top. Like you don't really...
I did laugh at the fart jokes, though.
There were a lot of really, like, inappropriate jokes, but they weren't inappropriate that they made me feel uncomfortable. Mm. And so I liked... and I laughed at a lot of the things that happened.
I couldn't even hear you laughing. I was afraid that, like, when I laughed, because I laughed loud. Oh, like, it was me laughing and the dudes behind us laughing. I was like, she's just sitting there.
My laugh is, like, me, like, exhaling really quickly. I just go... But what else was good about it? I just loved how to some of the scenes, the escalation in the things that were happening. You're like, yeah, this is funny, and then it escalates, and you're just like, what just happens? And you're like, anyway, it's really funny.
So you'd recommend it?
Yeah,
absolutely. You know what? I'm gonna go as far to say that this is the new Hangover without sequels. You know how big of a hit Hangover was. I feel like
I think they will try.
They probably will. I hope they don't.
There's some really fucking great scenes in that movie. It was so funny.
It was just even the fact that so many famous people were involved in little tiny.
There's like little cameos everywhere.
They were like the fact that the guys from the Workaholics had a scene together, like, and then there was a scene like though they showed The Office, it wasn't really.
Yeah, they showed The Office, and like I was like the only guy. I was like, yeah,
The Office from The Office.
It was like a.
It was like a show from The Office, like a clip of The Office.
Oh, I don't know if it was an actual clip either. I couldn't.
We were watching the other guy episode earlier that they made an Office joke. It was It was like you couldn't see the TV, but you heard Dwight.
Yeah, it was Stewie and Brian watching The Office. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, I know my staplers by smell and by weight.
Also, bonus points for Lisa Kudrow being in the movie as well.
Yeah,
because she played a really funny role.
Yeah,
it wasn't even that big, but it was just funny.
She was funny.
She's been in small funny roles like Easy A. She was in
very
yeah,
similar,
literally
yeah.
the
very
similar
role.
Role.
Yeah, that's as soon as I saw her, I was like, "What? What movie?" Were we
okay,
it's
okay.
in the same universe.
Could be.
That'd be cool.
That would
make
sense.
Well, she got fired in EA because she slept with a student, right?
Yeah.
She had like a really good morale tone in this one. So.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe she cleaned up her act and now now works at a university.
What are you gonna rate it?
Seven and a half. Which is pretty high.
Out of five? Cool.
Yeah.
Nice one.
I'm going to write a review for it, so I'm not going to rate it on this.
Okay.
You'll have to read it later.
Is that going to be up on Geek Mythology?
No.
Can't you put it on both?
You can put it on both.
I'll put it on both.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, yeah.
And
so tune in for that shit.
I wrote three articles,
I wrote four
all
articles
1,000 words, and none of them are on the website.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
but
I've got
other
stuff
yeah.
to do.
You should just write a post once a week with a link to all your other
yeah.
posts.
Hyperlink that shit.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, we can't. There's no point sharing and splitting it onto two different sites. But
yeah, and there's also
like,
an issue of like people. Like, I feel the people that I work under, not just Utara,
mm-hmm.
but. There is an issue of people getting angry if you share your content with other sites as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Because,
you
know, they want that exclusivity.
Yeah.
That's why you're there. Anyway, check out the review on GeekMythology/GeekBomb this week. And I've already talked about Daylight. What else have you played?
Well, we did stuff today. Are you going to talk about yours later?
Yeah,
what
later.
We did today?
So
okay,
what have
so
you
today...
guys played either? Have you played anything
just,
you want to judge?
Yeah, just New Vegas.
We need to come up with a catch line for this judgment section.
What
so like after we give a review, we're just like, you have been judged or some shit like that.
It's fine.
I wasn't going to judge, but I was going to talk about what I did today, which
we're
was fun.
Play, has it been judged worthy or unworthy? And dun, worthy,
dun,
you know,
dun,
we do a,
no one
know.
Can see your thumb going up.
Yeah.
This
but
is why
like
the video
Coliseum.
Content's coming soon.
Yeah, reference anyway. Yeah.
Video content for Geek Mythology Podcast will be soon.
Yes.
Mm.
Today, what my day? My day was, I was interviewing the director/producer of Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn.
Cool.
His
That's
name
why
is, yeah, Naoshi something, his last name, his nickname is Yoshi, I'm just gonna go with that.
Cool.
He was really great, he is in Australia checking it out for a few days, talking about the game, which just released on PS4, it's an MMO, if people don't know, A Realm Reborn. Final Fantasy XIV was released a few years ago, and it didn't do very well. And so then this guy came on and he rebooted it completely. It's like, it's a completely different game. They just sort of built from it, but it looks great. It's on PS4 now. It's also on
PS3,
everything else.
PC.
It's also got Vita connectivity with the
Remote
PS4.
Yeah.
So you can play it on your Vita, even though you can't see the controls at all, but that's fine. You can just grind, I guess. But he, I don't know, we talked about, you know, his role in the game, which Final Fantasy games are his favorite. All that sort of stuff. You'll be able to check that interview out on Jetpack Nation on 7Mate later this year.
Cool.
I'll let people know
later
when it's coming
year.
Out. Yeah, July. Oof. I think it's airing.
July.
But it's on your TV.
It's on
so
the TV.
So you were interviewing him?
From behind the camera.
Cool.
In front of that.
You won't be able to see her. Anywho.
You won't even hear my voice.
Oh, really?
Oh, there was a translator too, so that was an interesting thing to have to deal with. She was nice.
Okay. So I went
that
to Ubisoft today.
Yes.
You were at Namco, I was at Ubi.
Yep.
And I played this new game called The Crew, which is, have you heard about it?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you're in a street dancing gang.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah. And you go to like subway stations, like you go on the train and you do an interpretive dance and you need to press the buttons in sequential order.
Oh, it's not, doesn't have a dance pad? You don't actually dance?
No, no.
There is a dance
that's
pad.
That's coming in the next generation. But for now you just press the buttons in time to the thing. And you dance, and then you can get your mates on. You can play up to four people, and you're all in a crew. And
you
so it's like Dance Revolution.
I feel like
the
ultimate goal is to
the
ultimate goal is to win a reality show competition.
Yeah,
to be the best crew.
You get enough street cred, and then you get onto a street dance crew competition.
Yeah.
What is that movie called that came out this year? It's like Every movie, dance movie? Of the Year or something like
Battle
that?
Of no,
Battle of
the Year?
Battle of the Year! That was it! That was
the movie! Actually, I haven't even watched it, but I did
that. Oh my god. That's literally what I got reminded of.
I watch all of the dance movies.
Anywho.
I like Step Up. What up? Step Up was
the
great.
Original
Step
dance
Up 2. Step Up 5 got announced the other day.
Oh.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I don't know that they needed
the 3D one was bad enough. I went and saw that in the movie theaters.
Yeah, I've seen the first three at least. I didn't see Cuban Heat.
Why not?
You in the face?
Actually, no, I want to see Cuban Heat. I meant to say the fourth one was Miami Heat.
Yes.
Yeah, Cuban Heat is the Nick Frost movie that I want to see because it looks very funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
So The Crew.
Yep.
Ubisoft game.
Wait, guys, that wasn't actually what that game is. Please,
yeah, these
disregard
people are just like,
everything
Ubisoft,
we just said.
Ubisoft, what are you doing?
Wait, that wasn't?
Because I don't think
Crew?
People really get
what
the sarcasm.
What have I been playing?
Okay, so The Crew is a driving game, racing game.
I was like, this sounds really gay. What is this?
Okay,
sarcasm.
All right. Okay. The Crew is a racing game that takes place around America.
That makes more sense.
It's all of America.
All of America? Wow.
The whole America.
Goddamn thing.
You don't
thing.
Race from one end to the
yes,
other.
Yes, you do.
You just go from city to city.
No, you don't.
Right.
It's the whole...
Is it open world?
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
So think of GTA. GTA 5 is my... Remember how people were like, holy fuck. Okay. That was like 50 square kilometers, something, 100 square kilometers. The Crew, 5,000 square kilometers.
Wow.
All of the U.S., you can go coast to coast. They said it takes an hour and a half to get from coast to coast, just driving the fastest car in the game.
Mm.
Not crashing, obviously. And literally, like, to put it simply, I feel like this game is like Watch Dogs, but you can't get out of the car.
Right.
And shoot people.
So you can, like, sit on trains so you can get across the tracks and then speed it up the train so it'll block your competitors?
No, it's not hacking.
Well, you said it was like
it's
Watch
like,
Dogs.
It's like Watch Dogs, like, with the... The open and like the activities you can do. There's
oh,
like so
right,
much stuff
right.
you can do in the game. There's like different races you can do.
You never get out of your car.
Never get out of your car because it's racing.
And it's online multi.
Yep, always online basically.
Right. So there's hundreds of people, thousands of people
yep,
driving around,
speeding
all the time.
Around.
Remember, people are just like
crashing into everyone.
People are saying, oh, you know, when you're racing people, you don't know if it's AI or if it's other people.
Mm-hmm.
You can join up with like 8 people as a crew and you can do missions together and
cool.
you get XP for that. You have like 5 different specs of cars.
Do you hijack things? Like, are you against the law?
Oh yeah, you have pursuits with cops and stuff.
Right,
there's
cool.
stuff you do, like you've got to collect things. There's like
can you
different
be
kind of missions.
A group of like a squad of police?
No,
that'd be
and this is
sick.
That's not Need for Speed.
No, but that would be sick if you
yeah.
like become. Police.
But you know, I played. I think it was like 10 races. Like we had the, I think it was executive brand manager or someone there, and he's French. He came over from.
France?
France,
no,
yeah.
No, he came over from Montreal, from Canada.
Oh, okay.
Well, so he's
French-Canadian. So the
French-Canadian.
And, you know, we played with the two people who came over, like it was me and this other guy from another website, and we just played.
Do you know who that was? Did you get a name?
Oh, yeah, he followed me on Twitter. I can't remember his name right now.
I was like, I probably know this person, what else?
Yeah, Zach, his name's actually. Anywho, I feel like this game's going to take upwards of 60 hours to at least put a dent into. It's fucking good. It's really good, and I'm not a big driving racing person myself.
Yeah.
And just the amount of customization you can do, there's like so much stuff. There's like little.
And stuff.
There's so many cars, like 128 cars, I think he said.
And then you can customize them all out.
Customize the shit out of them.
That's it.
I'll spend 20 hours making a Geek Bomb car again.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally built 20 hours. I made a sticker on
Forza. It blends arcade and realism really well. Like, there's a specific thing. Where if you're driving and there's sort of like traffic in your way, and the traffic's really good, by the way, they try to swerve out,
cool.
and sometimes they fucking hit you because they swerve.
Yeah.
And the AI is really good too. So like the cars, they would predict, they start like to predict your movements, and they start like developing like how you are as a driver,
mm-hmm.
and they like
it's very
they go against
the
that.
System.
And shit, I forgot what was I saying before about
customization.
Customization, shit.
Yeah,
anyway.
That was my favorite part of like Need for Speed Underground 2.
Yeah, it balances arcade and realism really well together.
One. Oh no, I played like Blacklist and all of that stuff. Yeah, that
so,
was my favorite part, the customizing.
Seriously, I think this is the driving game to get.
And what about music?
Okay.
Do they have like sick music like Need for Speed?
There's
like
the specific music you get
girls.
During story missions.
Yeah.
There's like 10 radio stations you get, and you can also import your own music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, this you game can do that with Next Gen anyway. Yeah. Like, you just play your own music.
But, like, yeah, it sort of goes into the system. There's story missions, like I said.
Does it sound like it's coming through the car's radio?
We didn't listen to radio. We didn't listen to radio. We just had the cars going and bantered with each other.
Cool.
But, you know, I think we raced in, like, Denver, I think it was, in Louisiana at one point. But there's, like, over, like, I think it's either said 100 or 1,000 landmarks that they put into the game. So, you know, you're in Las Vegas or you're in, you know, Dallas. And, you know, there's dirt missions. So you get different cars
for that. If you got to Mount Rushmore, it's in a national park, so you probably can't.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Race around. Yeah, they put that in there.
There's a lot of stuff in that game. And you can see the full write-up. I'm going to do a big feature preview for it. It'll be up this week on Gamers Pad, so check that out. But I'm really excited for that game. It's going to be good. Yep. Okay. Let's do the drop. This is the new segment where we're like, TV, movies, and games. What are we keen for this week?
We don't need to choose one of anything. We can talk
about whatever you want.
What am I keen for? At the moment, obviously all the finales are coming up.
Yeah.
Is it this week that all the finales
are coming? I think it's next week.
I think S.H.I.E.L.D. is this week. Possibly.
No, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s got two more.
Oh, okay.
I think Arrow's got... Arrow's definitely got two more. S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. I don't know.
Might have...
I know Nashville is ending too. A bunch of other stuff is ending.
Yeah, I think S.H.I.E.L.D. started one before. I think it's always one.
So, all of those, even if they're not the finales, the fact that they're building so much. Obviously, Game of Thrones is building heaps. Orphan Black.
Yeah, yeah, but that's just started season two.
Yeah, but it's intense already. Both of those shows, even they're like three episodes in, they're crazy intense.
Oh my god, S. Oh, Mrs. S. Has to Oh, my God. That was crazy.
What even?
Some of us don't watch that.
There's nothing. There was no spoilers there. Watch Orphan Black if you haven't watched it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
start it too.
What about movies-wise? I don't think there's any movies coming out this week.
Yeah.
Recommendation from me for a movie to watch, Bad Neighbors.
Yeah, go see that.
I'm also interested
and
to
Spider-Man
see...
And Spider-Man if you haven't, yeah.
Yeah. But like this stuff releasing this week, check out 24 starts this week. As well.
Oh, yeah, the new
Live Another Day.
24.
Yeah. Live Another Day. And
12 episode 24 scene.
And another thing I'm really excited for this week, God of War Collection comes out for the Vita.
Ooh.
And I know you don't like it, Andy.
I love God of War.
I haven't played one of them. I haven't played one and two, so this is the perfect opportunity.
Did you play one and two? So good.
So that's why I'm getting on Vita. That's why I'm so excited.
Do you think when they originally pitched 24, they were like really smug because they knew they would have to have a 24 episode season?
No, because they could get cancelled.
Yeah, but they're like, you know, we're pitching this. You do an hour an episode, and each episode is an hour of the day.
Your show 16 in a movie.
Yeah,
that was a really smart thing to write in.
I think they would have been like, we need to do 24 episodes to make this show.
Well, they would have
what it is.
They would have. Picked, I mean, they would have sold it
yeah,
as 24.
They got the
That's
also.
The story. The story is 24 episodes. Like, it's. Yeah, I see what you're saying,
clever.
That it's a good way to... but I think you could still quite just as easily get not picked up
when
you did get picked up for the 24. And a lot of seasons are that long, you know, that many episodes. So I think...
Oh, you know what I found
they were
out
smart
last night?
A good thing.
Talking to Vince Gilligan, talking to him, listening to
having
him.
Having a chat.
Gilligan, yeah.
Having a
matter. Jesse was supposed to be killed off at the
end
of season one.
Didn't you know that? That wasn't a spoiler.
No, it's not a spoiler. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, no.
And his name was something different as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He had a different name, and it was really
Jesse
gay.
Jesse was supposed
was
to be
really
killed off.
In season one.
You know, obviously he didn't because they really liked the actor.
They talked to, that's a thing that gets talked about a lot.
Aaron Paul's the man. He made Need for Speed good.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I really need to watch that.
I actually enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
For what it was.
I really like Imogen Poots.
Yeah, I like making fun of like the Fast, you know, Furious.
Fast Furious. They're like, they're good movies.
I enjoy them every time I watch it. I'm like, this is fucking sick.
It's like how bad Vampire Academy is, but I still liked it.
Yeah. I went in thinking Need for Speed was going to be really bad, like after I read a couple reviews and that. And
it
I just enjoyed it for what it was.
Poster.
Yeah.
Paint.
It was just an enjoyable movie. I really thoroughly enjoyed
mindless.
It.
Yeah, mindless. It's just like mindless
it
stuff to watch. I love that kind of stuff.
Aaron
why I watch dance movies.
The only problem is that Aaron Paul didn't say bitch.
Mm.
And it was so close a couple of times. And I was like, God damn it. Anyway, anything
it
else
for bitch? A lot, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. No, someone else said bitch in the movie. And I was like, God damn it. Anything else for the
Aaron
drop?
Paul? That would have been funny.
No.
Sony said it to him.
Anything
I just
else?
The next Game of Thrones coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I just want to know everything. I just wanted to.
And then Tara's like, so this happens and this happens, and all of our minds, but because you spoiled everything.
I haven't read the books, have you?
Oh, no, there was.
Not above
things,
where we're up to.
People, there were reports on the internet that they're overriding the books now. Like, they've
they're
spoiled
not,
the
they've
books.
They've not always.
They haven't spoiled the books.
No, they haven't spoiled
they've just
no.
changed
like
up
they've
something.
Done something with
they've
changed,
changed stuff.
Something with the last scene
right.
of the
right.
TV show.
They've changed stuff
throughout actually, no,
the entire
two things.
Time. Like,
there's two things that happen that, like, people are freaking
the
fuck
out. It
doesn't
matter. It's a different media.
Not the episode just
same with Walking Dead.
Oathkeeper was it, but the previous episode is when things started to change, and then the episode that just happened is when stuff
things like
really
went,
changed.
Yeah.
But there's characters missing in.
And you just said a big spoiler, and we had to cut all that out, so thanks, Spoiler King.
What do you mean? They're not going to notice a gap in the thing. We can just start...
I don't care. I had to point this out.
Because I started that sentence in a gap.
I think we needed to tell people.
Wow.
We all just went, what?
God damn it.
It's like four episodes ago.
No, it's not. It was two episodes.
There hasn't even been... It's been four episodes in
okay,
season.
You can spoil anything like before the current season.
Right.
I feel like that's okay. Like, talk shit about
the
Red Wedding.
But people still get a
whatever.
Little bit annoyed.
But,
that was crazy.
No.
Just realize you're getting a second hate.
Did you just say that? Oh my god.
It's because I want to talk about it.
Not on the podcast.
Talk about on the podcast. We do a spoiler cast for that.
Okay.
Let's. Is that enough for the drop?
Yes. I think
god
we should
damn,
just stop before anything
intense.
Else is said.
Let's do our outros. Andy, the Spoiler King, can do the outros.
Spoiler King,
that's true. So you can find me in Twitter at Spoiler King.
If that isn't taken, you need to get on that right now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's taken.
There you go.
So
that's a plug. Good catch.
Thank you. So you can find us, all of us, on Twitter at GeekMythologyPC and on Facebook at Facebook.com/GeekMythologyPC. And our website is www.geek-mythology.net. And Toby, if you want to do your
Hello.
Plugging your Twitter.
Okay, at Coda08, KodaZeroEigh.
Taz Pants, you don't need to...
No,
I'm
at Taz Pants.
Yeah, you're
T-A-Z Pants.
Yes, and if you want to, if you're playing Final Fantasy and you want to play with me, the only thing that isn't my username, that's GeekBomb. So you can find me at GeekBomb on Final Fantasy, A Realm Reborn, and we'll do some quests here.
Yeah, and you can find a lot of her stuff on...
Everything
and
else is
Tasman's.
Oh, yeah, and
yeah.
geekbomb.net for me and Toby. Tobes,
yeah.
The Tobes stuff.
Lel.
I don't know what that was.
L-E-L-R, numeral 9-0.
All right,
yeah.
So, buddy, what were you going to change it to? What were you contemplating? She was contemplating changing it.
Yeah, you probably should.
I've
got to
put 54 in there because my mouth is really bad and I was fucking retarded this afternoon.
She said today, she was like, oh, we've got an hour now because we're talking about the segments and how long they go. I'm like, oh, we've got an hour now. All right, we'll make that 15 minutes. Now we've got 54 minutes.
No, I said we'll just cut 5 minutes out of that.
Yeah,
now
we've
got 54 minutes. And then I was like, wait.
That's a weird...
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, what was your name? What was the
Atomic
name?
Atomic Kitten. And then I was like, that's a fucking bad name. I knew. I was like, this. Like, I was brushing my teeth this morning. I was like...
Atomic Kitten. That's
Atomic
a good
Kitten,
name.
Atomic Kitten, that's a sick name. I'm the smartest person to think of that. No, it's already taken long, long ago.
And then myself, you can find me at TheGrangerZone/SpoilerKing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, actually, I was going to send you something the other day that I thought was really funny. It was a picture of a little girl from you know the roller derby stuff?
Yep.
And the name on the back of her was Hermione Danger. And
oh,
I was like,
that's really
it's
awesome.
Like the opposite of you. Like
I could have done that.
You.
If only I had thought of that 5 years ago when I created this internet handle, I could have been Hermione Danger.
Okay.
Hermione Granger. I don't know.
No, but like I thought it was like the opposite of what you do.
Yeah.
Let's call it there. This has been Geek Mythology Podcast, episode 13, which was based all about the sci-fi. Let us know your favorite sci-fi movies by tweeting at us at Geek Mythology PC, like Andy G said on Twitter. We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you did enjoy this episode, which was probably a little bit better than last week's episode, seeing as though I had nothing.
Yeah, we're going
to
fix that. We're going to do different previews.
Yeah.
We didn't even make a post about last week's episode.
Yeah.
We
were
like,
that disappointed
no
in it.
Last week's episode.
Feel free to like and share it with your friends. We also do appreciate it. We might be moving to a video content podcast very soon. Andy's getting the shake up now. So expect to see more of this and more visual representation of us in the future. Sayonara.
Boy.
Ciao.
Ciao, he says.
Hasta la vista.